You'll love the things a free $50 cash card can buy. So cash in on summer with Comfort Suites or any of these choice hotels. Earn a free $50 cash card when you stay three separate times. Book now at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE.
Considered a good thing, Republican Senator Jeff Sessions says, not in a judge.
Empathy for one party is always prejudice against another.
In her opening statement, Sotomayor previewed how she'll answer.
My personal and professional experiences help me to listen and understand, with the law always commanding the result in every case.
Today we'll see a lot of political posturing, using Sotomayor to make partisan points and put her temperament to the test. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
White-knuckle time for passengers aboard a Southwest Airlines 737 on a flight from Nashville to Baltimore when a football-sized hole appeared in the fuselage. That forced an emergency landing in Charleston, West Virginia last night. Julie Hall's husband, Steve, was aboard Flight 2294 and called her after the hole opened up above where he was sitting in the back of the plane.
They knew there was definitely a hole in the plane, and you could see the sky, so it was pretty scary.
There were no injuries to any of the 131 people on board, but Southwest's Marilee McInnes says the airline is expecting nearly 200 of its 737s.
Safety is our biggest concern, and until we know exactly what caused the hole in the fuselage, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that the flights are safe, and so we're just erring on the side of caution.
Still midsummer, but a new school year is not that many weeks away, and as CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett reports, this year the recession is expected to take a bite out of back-to-class spending.
Stores are pushing stuff for college dorm rooms.
Designed together, safe together. Target.
But sales of things like chairs and storage bins may be down as we look towards fall. The National Retail Federation says college back-to-school spending will drop about 4%. To cut expenses, some students plan to live at home. Experts say the recession means grade school parents will spend about 8% less on school supplies. If you want to save, Consumer Reports says bypass drugstore chains. Get those notebooks, markers, and pens at an office supply place instead. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
The administration is taking the wraps off a plan to pump $12 billion into community colleges over the next 10 years. The schools have been facing tighter finances, with enrollments growing as people who are out of work go back to the classroom to learn new skills. President Obama is on the road today talking economic recovery and health care reform. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer will be traveling with him.
President Obama will use the quick trip to Michigan to call for patience with his economic plan. The issue hits home in the state, socked by the severe problems hitting the auto industry. Mr. Obama is also expected to elaborate on his drive for health care reform this year.
For those naysayers and cynics who think that this is not going to happen, don't bet against us.
That statement reflects concerns about congressional predictions that the health care overhaul won't happen this year. The president warns that inaction is not an option. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The House could roll out its own health care plan today, one that is said to include a tax on Americans earning more than $350,000. And as CBS's Tom Foley reports, President Obama is pressing a Senate committee to wrap up its work on health care reform this week.
Democratic officials who asked not to be identified say Mr. Obama delivered that message to Senator Max Baucus in a White House meeting. Baucus chairs the Senate Finance Committee, where he's been in long consultations with Democrats and Republicans alike about the outlines on a health care bill.
At hospitals and clinics all over the country, there is a shortage of nurses. Today, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Institute of Medicine announce a strategy for replenishing the ranks. Former Health Secretary Donna Shalala, who will head the program, says it will be comprehensive.
The way nurses are trained, what opportunities they have, which are now restricted by the state, whether they can play a much more dramatic role in prevention as part of health care reform, who goes into nursing, who teaches nurses.
Time on the roundup is 5 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Money magazine names Louisville the number one small town in America.
I'm certainly happy to be singled out like this.
Mayor Chuck Sisk, who says Louisville was voted third best 2 years ago. Louisville gets credit for low taxes, good schools, good paying jobs, and a healthy outdoor lifestyle. The Boulder Fire Department is investigating two structure fires that occurred within hours of each other in the same block and appear to be arson. One fire in a garage Sunday night was doused quickly. Don't expect this cycle of afternoon rain showers to go away.
It's a little hard to say sometimes what kicks off a moist pattern or dry pattern, but once they're in place, there's a lot of self-perpetuation. So once it is wet, it can tend to rain day after day, and that moisture keeps cycling through.
Bob Henson, a meteorologist with the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, says it's not the frequency of rain that's unusual, but the amounts we've been getting. He tells 9 News some areas have received twice the normal precipitation along the Front Range. Sports, only two Rockies will work for the next couple of days, Brad Hopp and Jason Marquis, as they represent Colorado at the All-Star Game in St. Louis tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
As we're southbound I-25, we're seeing a little more volume downtown, pretty much 38 towards Spear. Speeds are going to drop into the 40-mile-an-hour range, tacking a minute onto your right. Shouldn't really mess things up too badly. Now, remember, American Idol auditions are going on at Invesco, so you could find a lot of volume on Colfax and Federal and those surface streets around there. We've got a crash at 11th and Grant. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your local Saab. From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an eBook reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org. Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many fail to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprant for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
A development that could mean higher deductions from government workers' paychecks and greater, now here, I don't like this part of the story, greater taxpayer subsidies. Now, the problem with that is subsidy makes it seem like the retirement system is creating a handout to government workers. Of course, these workers, as part of the bargain for signing up for government work, they were guaranteed certain benefits. So I don't think it's exactly you can call them subsidies, but it certainly is a problem for our state budget. Colorado right now ranks the 32nd in the country for the number of homeless people. Roughly 15,000 people are homeless in Colorado, a jump from 2007 to about 0.3% of the state's population. Colorado's homeless population grew by 522 people from 2007 to 2008, 3.6% increase. And nationally, the number of homeless people at the same time fell by 1%. So we're not going in the right direction, despite Mayor John Hickenlooper, for instance, his commitment to trying to end homelessness in Denver. And I give him credit for trying to take that on as an issue. Unfortunately, if you remember the, what was it, 6 months ago, as part of his budget, he proposed a huge cut to the very anti-homelessness funding that he had once been touting. In labor news, a new round of negotiations begins today between Safeway and the grocery workers unions, while talks with King Soopers and Albertsons now remain at a standstill. The three companies have been in negotiations with United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 since May. Safeway is slated to negotiate today. Still no word on whether we're really going to be in a strike situation or not. Louisville named America's best place to live by Money Magazine. Louisville, Colorado has been named America's best place to live among small towns. It took the 2009 top honors for its family-friendly downtown, for robust high-tech and other industries in the area, and abundant outdoor attractions. So that's good news for folks just up the road. Nine News has a warning for dog owners. One dog lover has a warning for others. The mushrooms growing because of all the moisture can be deadly to your dog. Jeff Clark's property is green and lush because of all the rain in the last 6 weeks. In all the tall grasses and thriving flowers and bushes in his yard are hundreds of mushrooms. The problem is that those mushrooms can be really deadly to your dog, so be careful about that. National news. Let's first do a rundown of everything non-Sonia Sotomayor, and then I'll tell you why we're not going to be talking about Sonia Sotomayor today. First and foremost, business news. This is really sickening. Goldman Sachs, the investment firm at the center of the Wall Street meltdown, also a huge recipient of taxpayer money, has reported another record-breaking profit quarter. Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe. The New York Times reporting that Goldman made $2 billion in profit in the first quarter. The Times noting that Goldman has managed to do again what it has always done so well, embrace risks that its rivals feared to take. Traders said Goldman Sachs capitalized on the tumult in the credit markets to reap a fortune trading bonds. It profitably navigated a white-knuckled run in stock markets. It bought and sold volatile currencies as well as commodities like oil. It reaped lucrative fees from the high-margin business of underwriting stock offerings. It basically engaged in the same risky practices that got us into this mess. And, of course, federal regulators and federal lawmakers have still yet to pass any kind of new regulations on this kind of behavior. So Goldman Sachs reinflating the bubble that crushed the economy in the first place. You might have read the cover story in Rolling Stone by Matt Taibbi, my buddy. You should take a look at it. It's called The Great American Bubble Machine, a fantastic read. It'll blow your mind about the centrality of Goldman Sachs in so many of the economic crises we've faced over the years, not the least of which is the most recent one. Financial Times reports that executives at Goldman Sachs sold almost $1 billion worth of stock following the collapse of Lehman Brothers in September. Most of their sales occurred during the period in which the investment bank enjoyed the support of $10 billion from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the federal taxpayer handout. So these guys were selling their stock on the way down, trying to bail out before the crisis hit everybody else. Very nice. Steve Rattner, according to the New York Times, is quitting his post as President Obama's chief advisor on the troubled automobile industry at a time when an investigation of his former Wall Street firm's role in a scandal involving public pension funds has intensified. So Rattner basically leaving in shame after federal investigators discovered pretty serious conflicts of interest or potential conflicts of interest. Frankly, this was bound to happen when Barack Obama appointed a Wall Street corporate raider, quite literally a guy likened to Gordon Gekko from Wall Street. When you appoint that kind of guy to run a government bailout of the auto sector, you're probably going to get a cloud of scandal hanging over it. AP sources say President Obama is pushing the Senate to act on health care very quickly. House Democrats are moving ahead with sweeping health care legislation as the president prods a Senate committee chairman, Max Baucus of Montana, to take faster action on a companion measure. So we're really heating up here on health care. The Hill News reports that Congress cut taxes by too much and did not include enough money for transportation projects when it passed the $787 billion stimulus bill this year, so says the Democratic chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. So, dissension in the ranks of Capitol Hill Democrats, at least somebody, Jim Oberstar, is telling the truth. They should not have loaded down that stimulus with tax cuts. That was the problem. Five major players in the financial derivatives industry are forming a new Washington lobbying coalition as President Obama and Congress slowly look to overhaul the industry. So the corruption machine is gearing up. I like this from the Defamer. Just in case you needed another reason to loathe Ryan Seacrest, the LA Times reports that American Idol host Seacrest has received, get this, $45 million contract extension plus a $300,000 annual expense account. It's amazing. No talent ass clown making $45 million over 3 years. It's just, that's America, baby. Isn't it beautiful? All right, and our final story of the news rundown, this is what we're going to kick off the morning talking about. CNN reports that President Obama has ordered national security officials to probe allegations that the Bush administration resisted efforts to investigate a CIA-backed Afghan warlord over the killing of hundreds of Taliban prisoners in 2001. The president tells CNN in an interview to be broadcast tonight that there are indications that the issue had not been properly investigated. So we've got a move by the White House, finally, to start looking at whether there were crimes around intelligence committed in the past era. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So we're going to get into this idea, this question of whether, really, we're going to dig into whether we think, whether you think, whether I think, all of this stuff should be investigated and prosecuted. It's a very, very touchy subject. It involves a lot of, it's going to test our ability to get beyond the narratives of shows like 24. And I'll explain how all these narratives, the 24, the Bourne Identity, a lot of narratives from movies and TV, how investigating the potential past crimes of the Bush administration in the quote-unquote war on terror really require us to get past a lot of these manufactured storylines from Hollywood that make it seem like we should simply sit back and not look at what happened in the past. So stick around. I'll give you my take on that. And I'll also let you know why I think everybody who's talking about on talk radio and on cable news, everybody who's bloviating and talking about and speculating about the Sonia Sotomayor nominations are really, they got too much time on their hands. And I'll play you a clip from Lindsey Graham to explain why we're not going to talk on this show, at least not this morning, about the Sotomayor hearings, and why when you hear about the Sonia Sotomayor hearings, you should basically tune out, change the channel. So stick around. Don't change the channel here. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 6:20 on the 14th morning of July. Let's get a traffic update from John Turk.
The commute's still a breeze for us as we're kicking off the Tuesday morning commute. Just got one crash, 11th and Grand, also in Sheridan. The town of Sheridan, a section of bridge on Oxford Ave, has collapsed over the South Platte River. Now West Oxford is closed there between Santa Fe and Federal. That will take some time. Alternates include Hamden, Union, or Bellevue. Also got American Idol auditions going on around Invesco Field today, so expect some more traffic there on I-25 and Colfax and Auraria, so it could be pretty busy there. But just a pretty normal start for us this morning. Your forecast today, mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs around 90. Right now, 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Breakfast just got better.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
It took a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
Twenty-four here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in today for J. Marvin. Another beautiful front range day. Going up to 92 today. I'm going to try to get into the mountains this weekend. I heard the wildflowers up near Vail are just awesome. I posted my photos. Speaking of, I want to go up and take some photos. I posted my photos from China. You can find my... my travel log, I wrote a bunch of dispatches from China. You can find it at www.openleft.com. And at the top, there's a link to to my photos if you're interested. I think you'll find the dispatches, well, I hope you'll find them enjoyable and at times funny. And fun. I go into great detail on some of the uncomfortable parts of the trip. Now, as promised, before we get into our topic of the day, why the topic of the day is not going to be the Sonia Sotomayor hearing. Here is why the topic of the day is not going to be the Sonia Sotomayor hearing, brought to you by Senator Lindsey Graham at the hearing. This is what Lindsey Graham admitted, the thing that nobody in the media, nobody in the U.S. Senate, other than Lindsey Graham, wants to admit because they want this to be a spectacle. But at least Lindsey Graham, the Republican of South Carolina, had the guts to say what everybody actually knows is true.
Unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed.
Let's play that again. He's talking to Judge Sonia Sotomayor. This is what he says to her.
Unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed.
So basically, what this leading Republican is saying is that for all the sound and fury, for all the theater about this confirmation hearing, for all of the gas bags taking up hours and hours and hours in the Senate with their quote-unquote opening statements, for all of the media pundits who were speculating and who were quote-unquote analyzing, this is basically a done deal. So what you're actually being told by the Republicans is that we should turn as a country. I mean, they got to confirm her and they should go through the confirmation process. I agree with that. But in terms of where the public's attention is, I mean, this is not a story. It's not a news story right now. It's just not a news story if the Republicans are saying, unless you go absolutely crazy, this is a done deal. You know, I went to journalism school, and they taught us about, you know, what is news? What is a news story? How do you choose what is actually news? Well, part of what news is, at least in the political arena, is if you don't know the outcome. Right? That's why elections in part are news. I mean, that's not why they're news, but that makes them especially newsy. You don't know the outcome. Here we're basically being told that the outcome is complete. So I think the Sonia Sotomayor nomination is important. I think we've spent the last many months as a country discussing what she represents and what she doesn't represent. But the idea that these hearings are these huge news events that we should all be paying such attention to and hang on every single word. It's a really pathetic effort, I think, to try to recreate, manufacture really, the drama of the Clarence Thomas hearings, which really we didn't know what were going to happen through those. But to try to manufacture the drama of the Clarence Thomas hearings and for ratings. So on this show, you know, we're going to exercise a little bit of news judgment. I know that's crazy. That's a crazy concept in the media these days. But we're going to exercise a little bit of news judgment and say that if the Republicans are basically saying, not basically, explicitly saying, that Sonia Sotomayor is going to be confirmed, then we're going to move on to other stories because a fake manufactured drama in Washington is a lot less important than actual real issues that either haven't been explored or are currently being explored. So there's our little disclaimer about why you're not going to hear much about the Sonia Sotomayor nomination today on this broadcast, because the Republicans are now admitting that the whole nomination hearing theater is just that. It's theater. It's kabuki theater. It's like WWF wrestling. The outcome is already determined. Unless, of course, Sonia Sotomayor has, as Lindsey Graham said, a meltdown. And by the way, if Sonia Sotomayor does have a meltdown, I will promise that will become the topic of this radio show. Now, the topic of the day, it's 6:29 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The topic of the day, at least to start out, is this story, and we touched on it a little bit yesterday, but is this seeming move by the Obama administration very slowly, very, very carefully, to maybe start looking into the potential crimes of the Bush administration as they relate to intelligence and the Afghan war and the lead up to the Iraq war. We've got a CNN report where the president, it's like a preview of an interview where the president tells Anderson Cooper, he's going to tell him tonight, it's going to be on the air. He's already told him it, but it'll be played on the air tonight. President Obama has ordered national security officials to probe allegations that the Bush administration resisted efforts to investigate a CIA-backed Afghan warlord over the killing of hundreds of Taliban prisoners in 2001. We've also now got Democrats on Capitol Hill calling for an investigation of Dick Cheney and Dick Cheney's office. People are floating the idea that there was a cover-up in terms of intelligence. President, I'm reading from the Times of London here. President Obama is under pressure to start an investigation into the Bush administration's torture and anti-terrorism programs after fresh revelations about a cover-up. On Saturday, the New York Times reported that Dick Cheney, the former vice president, had ordered that one CIA program begun after September 11th be kept secret from Congress. It was a decision that some believe was illegal. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that the program involves proposals to provide U.S. intelligence agencies with the capacity to kill or capture al-Qaeda operatives as authorized by a presidential pronouncement. This, of course, says nothing of the warrantless wiretap program. So the open question, as we kick it off here on Bastille Day, today is Bastille Day in France, the open question is whether you think we should be prosecuting not just Dick Cheney, because that's an easy question, but whether we should potentially be investigating and prosecuting CIA officials who may have conducted some of these quote-unquote enhanced interrogations. Now, I'll lay out both sides for you after the break. I'll give you the one side that says no. I'll give you the other side that says yes. And I'll tell you where I come down. And, you know, I think both sides have strong arguments, but I think one side, the argument is much more clear. But again, I don't think this is as easy an issue as it is being portrayed by either side, but I do think that one side is clearly right. And I think that based on what you see this country being about decides which side of this issue you're on. It's a very, very controversial issue. We're going to get into it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Our heaviest traffic right now is coming down southbound side of 25 in North Glen. Going to start hitting the brakes at 104th. Speeds in the 20s and 30s there already. Also going to be heavy after I-70. If you're out there on the surface streets, got a couple of accidents, one involving a pedestrian, 26th and Kipling. Also got one at Evans in Colorado. In the city of Sheridan, still working this section of bridge that collapsed near Oxford Avenue. It's over the South Platte River. They've shut down Oxford between Santa Fe and Federal indefinitely. Alternates for you, Hamden, Union, or Bellevue. Also want to expect a little more traffic around Invesco Field this morning. American Idol auditions underway, and your boy David Sirota. Ryan Seacrest, what'd you call him? No talent ass clown. Is I don't hear your mic's not on, Dave. I got this.
Maybe I shouldn't say he's a no talent ass clown, but I don't know. He's got a, you know, if you're making $45 million over 3 years, you better be dunking a basketball.
That's
or
sick cash. Or, that's like almost $12 million a year.
I mean, you better have. I mean, it makes me feel better.
More than $12 million a year.
Yeah, I'm not justifying. 15. Yeah, I know. I'm not justifying athletes making so much money, but you can't call them no talent. I mean, Ryan Seacrest, I mean, like $15 million a year.
He's probably got the life, man.
I mean, there's something wrong in our country where somebody like him is
like one of the richest people in America.
I mean, there's really, that's like the symbol for all of it.
You know, he's going to be like in like 40 years, he's going to be like Dick Clark. He's the next Dick Clark.
He is definitely the next Dick Clark.
Isn't that scary?
He Yeah, it is kind of scary. The question is whether he won't age like Dick Clark.
Exactly. You better start taking his pills. All right, Dave. Sorry about the sidetrack, but just thought you might want to know that Ryan Seacrest is in Denver right now for the American Idol audition. So more traffic there around Colfax and I-25 and Horary in that section of town. Your forecast today could be a lot like yesterday. Mix of sun and clouds, afternoon thunderstorms, and a high near 90. Right now, we're at 63 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
At the Freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
What are your favorite things to buy, see, and do in Colorado? Food? Nightlife?
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event. Or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
500-4452.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Kicking off the morning with a discussion about whether you think we should, our government should be in the business of prosecuting intelligence officials who may have violated the law through their quote-unquote enhanced interrogation techniques, otherwise known as torture. Attorney General Eric Holder is currently considering appointing a special prosecutor to look into what happened. President Obama is set to, he's already made these comments, but they will be broadcast on CNN tonight, basically saying that he wants an investigation into the CIA's activities in Afghanistan with warlords. Democrats, congressional Democrats, now calling for an investigation into Dick Cheney's office and Dick Cheney himself about whether he hid information about the torture techniques from Congress. And there's two sides of this, right? The one side says, no, We should not prosecute rank and file intelligence officials for potentially violating the law. Not only because of this, I mean, they give us the first, they give the nonsensical argument that we can't look back. We shouldn't be looking back right now. Now, what's nonsensical about that? We're going to remove that argument for a second. Every prosecution of every single crime in the United States is a look back, right? Like somebody commits a crime and then there's a trial and the entire trial is about looking back. Now, it seems to me, if you don't want to look back, if the rationale is we shouldn't as a nation be looking back, looking into the past, then it seems to me that's a license for everybody to commit as much crime as they want. Because, hey, we shouldn't look to the past, right? I mean, so that argument, let's just remove that argument. It's a silly argument. The seemingly more compelling argument is that these are men and women who were engaged in these kinds of, in quote-unquote, enhanced interrogation techniques. First and foremost, they were ordered to do it. That's the Nazis at Nuremberg argument. Well, we were ordered to do it, so it's not our fault. So the one argument says, well, they're not really culpable because their commanders ordered them to do it. And this, the second part of the argument is that if we prosecute this kind of thing now, it will create a chilling effect on the intelligence community, rank and file intelligence officers, to not be as aggressive in their intelligence gathering activities. And then a third part of the argument says that, look, it was an extraordinary time. These people were under extraordinary stress trying to stop another 9/11. And sure, they may have committed some transgressions, but it was an extraordinary time, and we as a nation should simply move on. All right, so that's one side of the argument. And part of that side of the argument, as I alluded to, is it's rooted in that, you know, 24 culture, if you will, in a Hollywood culture that sort of says ends justifies the means, right? It for every Hollywood movie about terrorism portrays the tough, hard-nosed, honest, earnest intelligence officer interrogating the evil terrorist to try to stop a ticking time bomb. Ends justify the means. And we as a nation, as well as TV and movie viewers, have been taught over and over again that it's, you know, breaking the law on behalf of the national security, on behalf of the country's security, is okay. And so this all feeds into this is why we should not prosecute or investigate any of these potential crimes, right? So that's that argument. Now, the other side of the argument is this. We are a nation of laws. We write laws to create rules about what kind of behavior is permissible and not permissible. And if you violate the law, you should suffer or pay the consequences. It's a pretty straightforward argument. If you violated the law for quote-unquote good reason, you should be able to make that case to a jury. And maybe a jury will say, yes, this was an extraordinary case. If you violated the law for quote-unquote good reason, then perhaps the law should be changed to allow this kind of behavior in the future. Now, I'm not saying that I think torture should be allowed. But what I am saying is that you either have a law or you don't have a law. What is the point of a law that says you can and cannot do things if it won't go enforced? Effectively, when that happens, it means you don't have a law. So where I come down on this is, we need to investigate and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law any violations of those laws. I don't care if you're a CIA intelligence official or Dick Cheney or an average intelligence community grunt. or a guy walking down the street thinking about robbing a convenience store. Right? The law is the law. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Weigh in on the conversation. 303-713-7600. Should we be prosecuting to the fullest extent of the law those in the intelligence community who may have violated the law in an attempt, as they say, and I'm just saying what they say, in an attempt to prevent another 9/11? My take is absolutely. And my take moving forward is, look, if in the investigation of what happened, it comes out that, hey, the law needs to be changed to allow certain things in the post-9/11 era, at least that's a logical case. I may not agree with what the changes are being proposed on the grounds that, you know, civil liberties and the Geneva Conventions, but at least that respects that we are a nation of laws. To allow laws to go broken and then unprosecuted, I think really undermines the fiber of what we as a country are supposed to be. You know, I've been mentioning this. I mentioned this yesterday. I'll mention it today. I just came back from a trip to China. It is a place, one of the big problems in China that people will tell you about there is that the law is enforced arbitrarily. For a Communist Party official, the laws, you know, they can violate a law and they can, you know, they can rely on a court system that won't prosecute them. For the average person, if they violate a law, they might get a really, really harsh punishment. China is not a nation of laws. And that creates all sorts of instability. It creates all sorts of uncertainty. And it creates all sorts of problems. So are we going to be a nation of laws or not? Or do you buy the 24 argument that, listen, these people, they were under extraordinary circumstances, and we should simply carte blanche absolve them by not even having an investigation? My take is that if they've got a, if these folks, if an investigation finds people who violated the law, let those people make their case to a jury that they were justified. That's where I come down. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim. Jim in Loveland. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. How are you doing today?
Good.
Let me offer a couple of constructs because I agree with you to a certain extent. I agree with you about prosecutions, but I'm uncomfortable with after the fact changing the laws. I come at the argument as
well. Let me clarify. I don't necessarily mean retroactively. By that,
I understand that.
Yeah, I don't mean like changing it now to say what happened before that was illegal was legal. I'm not for that.
I understand that very clearly. I'm a former Army officer, and it was drummed into us based on the lessons of Mili and Lieutenant Kelly, that following a manifestly and obviously illegal order is no defense, and that you were supposed to understand what was legally and morally correct and what was not. There's some recent history on the international scene to support prosecutions and vigorous prosecutions. This is the position we've taken with various Serbian leaders in the former Yugoslavia. This is a position that we took after the fall of the Iron Curtain with East Germany. A number of the intelligence apparatus were prosecuted. And when you look at current issues like in Darfur, the United States has been pretty consistent as far as supporting prosecutions for criminal activities that would constitute a war crime.
Well, and you make two really good points, and let me just respond. I mean, the first point about, you know, the Nazis at Nuremberg defense, and again, I want to be clear, I'm not calling the CIA interrogators Nazis, sure. but that's the classic. Look, I was ordered to do it; it's not my fault. First and foremost, I mean, these are, you know, these are CIA intelligence officers. Part of their training is to know what is allowed and what's not allowed. At least that's supposed to be part of it. So they are supposed to know, they are supposed to be very well versed in the boundaries of where they can and cannot go, no matter what they're being ordered by their superior. And I certainly think that their superiors obviously should be investigated as well. The second part of this is, you know, I don't really understand, and you allude to this, I don't really understand what this fear of the justice system really is, right? Like, all of a sudden, the law and order conservatives, the law and order political establishment, really, the one that talks about, oh, we need law and order, and, you know, Willie Horton, and law and order for crime out in the country, all of a sudden, this same political establishment is afraid of law and order potentially applying to itself. And more specifically, what is so frightening about an investigation? If you are innocent, then you should be wanting to be making your case in the public eye on such a controversial issue that you are innocent. This idea that the intelligence community should be afraid of the judicial system, the justice system, since when, as a society, has it become controversial to simply enforce the law? And you're right. On the international stage, that's exactly the way we have tended to behave with war criminals of all sorts of kinds in other countries. Why aren't we applying that standard here? Jim, great call. Thanks for the call, man. 651, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Another beautiful front range day. It's going up to 91 or 92 degrees today. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we got a few things going on out there, Dave, people should be aware of. One, accident investigation, hit and run investigation, actually. Northbound side of I-25 at 6th Avenue. Now, it is blocking the right-hand lane, so move over to the left side of the highway. Also working a surface street crash, Evans in Colorado. Increased traffic around Invesco Field today. American Idol auditions underway. Also seeing some stop-and-go southbound side of I-25.
Make sure to say hi to Ryan Seacrest, $45 million.
You got it. You honk at him. Let him know how much you love him as you're cruising around Invesco Field. The stop-and-go southbound side up in Northland, 120th now down to 84, so that stretch is a little bit more brutal now. Also in city of Sheridan, or the town of Sheridan, a section of bridge on Oxford Ave has collapsed over the South Platte River. Now they've closed Oxford between Santa Fe and Federal. That should at least take most of the day. Alternates include Hamden, Union, or Bellevue. Your forecast, mostly sunny, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, high around 90. Right now we're at 63. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your summer travel. No coupons needed. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of the session. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
655 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Check out my first dispatch from China at www.openleft.com. And you can look at my entire photo gallery as well. I edited them down. I think you'll like it. It's it was a lot of
pictures
fun.
Pictures of you getting that massage?
No, there is no. I did not. They did not allow cameras in there for the
pictures of that.
For the Chinese rub down. I don't think you want pictures of that. I don't think anybody wants pictures of that, man. A big Chinese masseuse giving me towel burn, scrubbing me down while sweating over me. It was really a. It was like a kind of a Turkish prison scene there, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Mike, I agree with both yourself and the previous caller. I mean, absolutely. I'm tired of the political class literally getting away with murder at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if the allegations are true, I think that's, you know, usually we say, oh, they're getting away with murder. It's a figure of speech. But I think it may not be a figure of speech. And it really is fascinating to watch both the Washington media and the politicians themselves push one standard for the rest of us and another standard for themselves. I mean.
Exactly, and I'm a law and order guy.
Right,
I'm tired of watching it being done.
Right, I mean, how can
exonerate these guys for blatant? The wiretapping started before 9/11.
Absolutely, and remember, a lot of these people who oppose prosecution are the Republicans who are saying, you know, we need more enforcement of immigration laws. Now, wherever you stand on that, on immigration, right? There's a hypocrisy. You can acknowledge that there's a hypocrisy of somebody saying law and order for the working person, but for the political class, you know, no, we don't. We gotta move forward. We gotta give sort of blanket absolution. And I think that is really the crux of what's going on here. It's not really about the 24 scenario. It's about whether the political class in this country should be absolved carte blanche. All right, stick around. We're gonna get back to the phones and back to this topic and some more after the national news update.
In health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clog phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
Turn to the left.
with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill. We're in half an hour, day two of the Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor gets underway. Republicans on the committee will focus on issues like gun rights and abortion, but also go after Sotomayor on statements she's made they say suggest her background improperly affects how she rules. In her brief opening statement, Sotomayor answered that directly.
In the past month, many senators have asked me about my judicial philosophy. Simple. Fidelity to the law.
It's a phrase we'll probably hear again as today's questioning gets underway. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
Check it out. A report from the government a short time ago says retail sales jumped 0.6% in June, the biggest gain in 5 months. Live to CBS MoneyWatch.com editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger. Jill, what's this number telling us?
It was all about cars last month. Auto sales up 2.3%. A surge in gas prices caused filling station sales to rise by 0.5%. Those two factors combined to make the headline number better than expected. The downside is that all other retail sales remain soft, up only 0.3%, half of what was expected as consumers continue to worry about the job market.
Passengers on a Southwest Airlines 737 broke into applause and hugged the pilot after he brought that plane down safely with a hole the size of a football in its ceiling. Julie Hall's husband Steve was on the Nashville to Baltimore flight.
They just heard this loud noise, just this almost, he said, like a pop, and felt like he was underwater or something. It just, but he could see the light coming through.
The plane landed safely in Charleston, West Virginia. A fourth suspect in a shocking double murder in Pensacola, Florida, is under arrest, but the investigation is far from over.
The complexity of this investigation is a little bit staggering.
Sheriff David Morgan expects several more arrests in the shooting deaths of Bird and Melanie Billings, the couple known for taking in special needs children. A hot-button issue is on the table at an Episcopal church meeting in Anaheim. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
Permitting gays and lesbians to take all roles in the American Episcopal ministry moved a step closer, despite strong opposition from fellow Anglicans elsewhere in the world who do not want another openly gay bishop consecrated. At their convention, bishops voted more than 2-1 for a statement declaring God may call to the ministry those gays in committed lifelong relationships.
In Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is taking issue with city officials who want Michael Jackson's family or the Staples Center to pick up the bill for last week's memorial service.
I've made a decision, and some people may disagree with it. We provide police protection, and that's the way it is.
The tab came to $1.4 million. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up a half point. This is CBS News.
I had a great idea at work yesterday, so I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code GREEN to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, GREEN. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Some baby boomers in Fort Collins are reverting decades when it comes to self-propelled transportation. Tricycles. Runabout Cycles, a Memphis company recently relocated to Fort Collins, sells electric human hybrid trikes. They're $3,000 to $6,000 and run on lithium ion batteries with a 40-mile range. The Coloradoan reports the company picked Fort Collins in part because of its bike friendliness. Money Magazine has named Louisville the number one small town in America.
We're certainly happy
to be singled out like this.
That's Mayor Chuck Sisk. He says Louisville was voted third best 2 years ago. The town gets credit for low taxes, good schools, good paying jobs, and a healthy outdoor lifestyle. And American Idol Season 9 tryouts get underway in just a few hours at a crowded Invesco Field. Sports, the Rockies are off for the All-Star break, with the exceptions of Brad Hopp and Jason Marquis. They represent Colorado at the All-Star game tonight in St. Louis. That's your AMC Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where, for the most part, it's a quiet. We've got some delays for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming in from Thornton and North Glen. There's a hit-and-run accident investigation. Northbound I-25 at 6th Avenue hanging you up a little bit as you're making your way past you on towards the downtown area. Got cleanup stages, Evans in Colorado. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota dealers have all the right tools, technicians, and parts to help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. They are the one-stop shop for all your maintenance needs. Toyota, moving forward.
The National League has been singing the All-Star Blues for the past 12 seasons. Can St. Louis slugger Albert Pujols change their...
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home, I'm Ernie Sprantz. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
The outcome is basically assured, and so on this show, we're going to exercise a little bit of news judgment and focus on some issues and some topics that are arguably of equal or perhaps in some cases more important, and we don't know the outcome. That's what news judgment is called. What I think we're seeing with the Sotomayor hearing is theater, an attempt to manufacture ratings and drama out of an event whose outcome we already basically know, as the Republican Senator Lindsey Graham acknowledges. So, with that, let's go to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
First and foremost, in the news, CNN reports that President Obama, I almost said President Bush, God forbid, President Obama has ordered national security officials to probe allegations that the Bush administration resisted efforts to investigate a CIA-backed Afghan warlord over the killings of hundreds of Afghan prisoners in 2001. Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to ramp up their calls for an investigation of Dick Cheney and potentially the Obama administration's Attorney General Eric Holder, considering appointing a prosecutor to investigate and potentially prosecute intelligence officials for violating the laws governing interrogation. That's the torture issue, in short. Business news, Goldman Sachs, the investment bank at the center of the Wall Street scandal and meltdown, has reported record profits. It's incredible. And they've reported another quarter of record profits after taking a government bailout. according to the New York Times, by, quote, managing to do again what the company has always done so well, embrace new risks that rivals feared. Now, so basically they're trying to reinflate the bubble. These risks, of course, ended up leaving pensioners, workers, investors, rank-and-file investors, holding the bag on trillions of dollars of losses. And if you haven't read it, I would strongly suggest you take a look at Rolling Stone this month, the cover story by my buddy Matt Taibbi looks into the nefarious behavior of Goldman Sachs. Financial Times reports that Goldman Sachs executives sold $700 million worth of stock in the banking industry as the banking industry started collapsing. So they bailed out before everybody got left with the bag. New York Times reports that Steve Rattner, the guy who's been likened to Gordon Gekko, the corporate raider, Wall Street corporate raider, he is quitting his position as President Obama's chief advisor on the troubled automobile industry at a time when an investigation into his former firm's role in a scandal involving public pension funds has intensified. Well, you know, that's what you get. You put a nefarious speculator atop a major government initiative, and there's probably going to be a scandal that follows, and Rattner is now out. AP sources report that President Obama is pushing the Senate to move forward much more quickly on a health care bill. Obama meeting with Montana Senator Max Baucus, otherwise known as The Nation has called him, The Nation magazine, K Street's favorite senator. He's the Democrat from Montana. Obama meeting with Baucus, who chairs the key committee in the Senate, telling Baucus to move forward immediately. Baucus has been dragging his feet, and Baucus is the kind of guy who takes orders from the insurance industry. So it's good that he's putting the pressure, Obama is, on Baucus. One congressional Democrat, senior Democrat, is saying the obvious, the thing that neither the White House nor other congressional Democrats, and certainly not Republicans, want said. Congress cut taxes by too much and did not include enough money for transportation projects when it passed that $787 billion stimulus bill this year, according, and I think accurately, to Jim Oberstar, the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. The Hill newspaper reports five major players in the financial derivatives world are forming a new Washington advocacy coalition, read, lobbying group, as President Obama and Congress now slowly start to look to overhaul Wall Street and the speculation industry. Little news from Hollywood, from the Defamer, great blog. Just in case you needed another reason to loathe Ryan Seacrest, the LA Times reports that the American Idol host has received a three-year, $45 million contract extension plus a $300,000 annual expense account. That is what no-talent ass clowns can make in this economy. $45 million over 3 years to Ryan Seacrest. Man, Turk, we're in the wrong business. We're in the wrong business, man.
You could be the next Ryan Seacrest.
Man, I'd invite you to my mansion. $45 million, God, that's so much. Local news: following the loss of more than $10 billion last year, Colorado's largest public employee retirement system now can meet only 51% of its obligations to retirees. A development that could mean higher deductions from government workers' paychecks and new need for taxpayer infusion of cash into those pensions, because taxpayers, of course, are the ones on the hook for that. That's part of the deal. When we hire government workers, we make them a promise. And if you're one of those people who thinks we should renege on those promises, then don't complain when your employer reneges on the promises that they've made to you for your pension. Denver Post reports that Colorado ranks 32nd in the country for number of homeless people. Roughly 15,000 people are homeless in Colorado, a jump from 2007 to about 0.3% of the state's population. Our homeless population here grew by 522 people from 2007 to 2008, which was a 3.6% increase. At the same time, Nationally, the number of homeless people fell by 1%, so we're not going in the right direction. Despite Mayor John Hickenlooper, for instance, saying that ending homelessness or curtailing it was going to be a major priority of his administration. Kudos to Hickenlooper for at least talking about the subject, but you might remember those budget cuts he pushed a couple months ago, budget cuts aimed at cutting the homeless programs that he was originally touting. Labor negotiations. A new round of negotiations begin today between Safeway and the Grocery Workers Union, while talks with King Soopers and Albertsons remain at a standstill. Still not clear whether there's going to be a strike. Money Magazine names Louisville, Colorado, America's best place to live among small towns. It's good news for folks up the road. Nine News has a warning out for local dog owners. Be careful. Don't let your dogs eat any of those mushrooms that may be growing on your lawn because of the heavy rainfall. They could be extremely toxic. That is your news update. 7:15 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Topic of the morning, or at least this hour, we'll go back to the question of whether you think the Obama administration should move forward with prosecutions of potentially intelligence officials who may have violated laws and conventions and treaties prohibiting torture. And whether you think Democrats should be investigating, spending their political capital investigating Dick Cheney after new revelations that he may have hidden information from Congress about torture. One side says, no, we need to be moving forward, that it was extraordinary circumstances after 9/11, and that if we prosecute or even investigate CIA officials or national security officials on these questions, it will create a chilling effect, and the intelligence officials, rank-and-file intelligence grunts, will be less inclined to aggressively question and interrogate suspects. The other side says the law is the law. If you violated the law, you need to be investigated and potentially prosecuted. If they were extraordinary circumstances, make your case to a jury and perhaps you'll be found innocent. That's where I stand. The law is the law. We have a law for a reason. If you have a law and you let it go unenforced, then what's the point of having a law? Then in reality, at least in practice, you don't have a law. All you've got is something written on a piece of paper. A law is only as good as you're willing to enforce it. And my question is, what about this double standard? Right? How can the politicians and media pundits who rail on, for instance, lax enforcement of immigration laws or lax enforcement of property crimes laws, remember the whole Willie Horton, you know, or violent crime laws, the same political establishment in Washington that has used law and order demagoguery for electoral purposes suddenly doesn't want law and order anywhere near itself. That's the kind of double standard that really is frankly un-American, or unfortunately maybe it's perfectly and completely American, if you know what I mean. Let's go to the phones. Let's take a call. Rich in Highlands Ranch, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey there.
It's really great to have you back, Dave.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We really need more of you on the radio and on TV.
Thanks, man.
In our media, because, you know, there are so few of you that really have the integrity that you have and, you know, really do the kind of analysis and the connecting the dots. I just want to say that, you know, I'm totally convinced that we've reached a point in this country where there's such a opportunity today, given this convergence of crises that we're facing, that to really begin to confront the cultural values, you know, that Martin Luther King talked about,
mm-hmm.
in terms of, you know, in his last speech Beyond Vietnam, where he talked about, you know, the need for a revolution in our value system, and And I think that, you know, there's so few people like you. There's, you know, there's Bill Moyers, there's Amy Goodman, there's Glenn Greenwald, you know, and I could name a whole lot more, but they're not in the, you know, very, very few of you are on the mainstream media, in the mainstream media. And yet you know, whenever you do get a chance to be on the radio, you are constantly, you know, attracting more and more people to America. You know, and it's just, to me, it's a no-brainer that, you know, what your analysis is so right on in terms of, you know, we should prosecute to the full extent of the law. And
I mean, that's what a law is, right? I mean, again, I want to make this point that's really important. A law is only as good as it's being enforced. Otherwise, it's as good as a congressional resolution, right? One of those resolutions commemorating this, that, or the other thing. If a law is not enforced, if Congress and the executive branch is not doing its job to enforce the law, then the law really, for practical purposes, in practice, it does not exist. And that, you know, the argument about the chilling effect, right? Because that's the most what you might call a practical argument. The argument that if we prosecute or investigate these potential crimes, it will create a chilling effect on intelligence gathering operations. Intelligence officials will be less willing to aggressively pursue intelligence leads for fear of being prosecuted. That whole argument, it's a practical argument in the sense that they're saying, look, forget about the legal arguments. Let's just talk about how the prosecutions may potentially change our world. My take on that is that, look, that's actually part of what the law exists to do, right? Not chill or stop the intelligence community from doing what it needs to do, but I don't think it's a bad thing if the intelligence community is shown that if you violate the law, you're going to get in trouble, right? That's the kind of chilling effect, deterrence, if you will, that we should want, right? I mean, isn't that part of the law and order argument? You know, if you punish, this is the, you know, the conservative argument is that, you know, if you punish people harshly for a crime, it creates a deterrent to crime, right? You punish the guy who does armed robbery really, really harshly, it says to other potential armed robbers, you're going to get punished harshly if you do this. Well, isn't that exactly the kind of quote-unquote chilling effect that we want out of our legal system? I want our intelligence community to say, moving forward, to say, hey, we got to be really careful about following the law as it relates to interrogation. And we know we have to be careful because we're seeing what happens to people who weren't careful. I think that's a good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's exactly what we should want. Thanks for the call, man. 722, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We got open phones. And feel free. Feel free to disagree with me. You know, make the 24 argument. You know, that, hey, you know, we got to move forward, that these folks were on the front line. You know, I'm not disagreeing. Yes, the intelligence officials were on the front lines. And probably most of them were doing the right thing. Probably many of them, if not most of them, were following the law. But just because their job is a tough job, and just because most of them follow the law, doesn't mean you should simply say, hey, we're going to write a blank check and say we're not going to look into those who weren't following the law. The law exists to be enforced. Otherwise, why have a law? What do you think? 303-713-7600. And I know this is a controversial topic. The right wing radio loves to demagogue this, saying, you know, oh, liberals are trying to beat up on our national security, our brave national security officials. You know, since when did asking for law and order become some sort of quote unquote weak liberal position? I thought that was the conservative position. Wasn't it? 303-713-7600. It's 724. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Heaviest jams this morning on I-25, southbound side mostly, though. 120th to 84th, stop and go there. Same deal from 58th all the way into downtown past Spear Boulevard. If you're working the northbound side of 25, got accident investigation, hit and run, actually, around 6th Avenue. That's causing some delays back to Broadway. Disabled vehicle, left lane blocked, eastbound I-70 at I-25. Also got a new crash on the ramp from northbound I-25 to northbound 225 there in Greenwood Village. Still in Sheridan, got this section of bridge on Oxford Avenue collapsed over the South Platte. They've shut down Oxford there between Federal and Santa Fe indefinitely. Alternates for you include Bellevue, Union, and Hamden. Your forecast could be a lot like yesterday. Sun and clouds mixed. Afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 90. Your current downtown temperature is 66 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Where is my life headed?
Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
I just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and Radiance systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbo. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchmen drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchmen will be renewed for a second season.
It starts off in Hong Kong. Quite a town if you have a chance to get there. Well, and I forgot. I meant to do this yesterday. A big thank you to everybody who voted in the 5280 Top of the Town contest. I was named Reader's Choice for Best Columnist, and that's thanks to all of you. Jay, by the way, Jay Marvin was named Reader's Choice for Best Radio Host, and again, that's thanks to all of you. So thanks for voting in that. Really, really appreciate it. And I got a column to write. I haven't written one in about a month, so I got to get the writer's block and the rust off. Starting today, we're talking about the potential prosecution of CIA officials and maybe even Dick Cheney, after new revelations that the CIA was misleading Congress about its quote-unquote enhanced interrogation techniques. The Attorney General Eric Holder considering appointing a special prosecutor, Congress considering hearings with subpoenas. What do you think about this? Do you think we should be writing blank checks, absolving the intelligence community for what it did after 9/11 to protect us, whether it violated the law or not? Or do you think the law is the law? And this really pits the 24 mindset, if you will. The ends justify the means. We should, you know, every Hollywood storyline about national security portrays the hero as violating the law, and that's okay if he's doing, he or she is doing it in the name of protecting the country. Do you take the 24 mindset, or do you take the law and order mindset? Do you take the few good men mindset? That's a movie about law and order. That if you break a law, it's a violation of the law. And that's why the law exists. The law exists to be enforced. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600, couple open lines. Let's go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
Good. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, I think that the prosecution is, they've been described by Holder so far, doesn't go nearly far enough. I think what he's proposed is a terrible thing.
How do you mean?
Well, here's why. Because as I understand it, what they're saying is that they're only going to prosecute those people who went far beyond Bush's torture policies. Anybody who followed Bush's torture policies is going to get a free pass.
I think that's right. I think that's the parameters that Holder has set out. That's right.
Right.
Now before you go on, and I'll let you go on, I just want to be clear. There is a history in this country of when a special prosecutor is appointed, an independent prosecutor, the Justice Department is effectively delegating the scope of the case to that prosecutor. We have, and we got ample evidence of that, right? We got the Whitewater investigation suddenly somehow became the Ken Starr investigation. I'm not saying I'm hoping for a fishing expedition, but if Holder appoints a special prosecutor, it's less important what he's trying to limit the investigation to. It will be more important what the special prosecutor, him or herself, decides to pursue. But go on, because I agree with what you're saying.
That may be true, but here's the problem with not going after people who both followed the policy and, more importantly, the people who established the policy. Okay? After World War II, the United States prosecuted people at Nuremberg for just following orders. And one of our primary arguments was that we were just following orders is not a defense to war crimes. Now we're obviously saying that it is, because it's clear that Bush's policies were war crimes and encouraged war crimes, but we're going to give a pass to the people who were just following orders.
Well, there's only one thing that gets me a little queasy in all of this. And I'm just walking through a hypothetical here, but imagine if you're an intelligence official and you've been trained in what's allowed and what's not allowed. And what comes down is a directive for you to violate what you've been taught is allowed and not allowed. But that not only, see, the problem is that I think if there was law breaking, in some cases, my guess is that it wasn't conscious lawbreaking. And by that I mean you knew what the intelligence official, the interrogator, might have known what the law is. But the Bush administration said, no. We have a very, very real legal argument that says that this is legal because of the John Yoo memos, because of the reinterpretation of the law. So what I'm saying is that it really does get the part where this does get a little bit contentious, I think, is if you imagine the and by the way, I think this is a minority of the cases that are going to be in question. I think a lot of people, as it relates to torture, overtly broke the law, knew they were violating. I mean, John Yoo clearly knew I think he clearly knew he was reinterpreting the law in a way that wasn't complicit with the law.
And we prosecuted judges in Germany after World War II for rulings that countenanced the war crimes. So again, he's guilty. If we hold ourselves to the standards that we set for the rest of the world after World War II, then you have to prosecute everyone who was involved right up the line.
Right. Okay. And
following orders is not a good defense.
Well, and I agree. And I think I was just following orders defense. I think it explicitly doesn't fly when you're doing something that. And this is why you need prosecution. You need an investigation. You need a jury and a prosecution to figure this out. But I think there is a distinction between somebody who knows they're violating the law or even suspects they're violating the law and a situation where the government itself, because that's what the Bush administration is, of course, the government itself is saying, with a legal argument, with legal memos and backing it up, saying, no, this is actually legal, right? That's where it gets a little bit dicey. But again, I'll go back to my fundamental point. That's why you need an investigation to sort out these questions about who knew what, when, right? That's why you need the investigation. That's why you need all of this to be sorted out by an investigation and potentially by a court. Steve, thanks for the call. 736, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
The trip up and down I-25, a real bear for us right now. Dave, got a crash southbound side at 23rd. It was in the middle lanes. Now it's been pulled off onto the shoulder, seeing backups up to 58th Avenue. Also really heavy coming out of North Glen as you make your way from 120th down past 84. Speeds in the teens and 20s there. Northbound side, sluggish. Once you're around the tech center there, got an accident on the ramp from northbound I-25 to northbound 225. Also stop-and-go conditions, University up to 6th Avenue. If you're leaving Aurora, southbound side at 2 1/4, going to be heavy at the normal spot, Parker Road all the way down to the interchange there. And do expect more traffic around Invesco Field today. American Idol auditions underway. From what it appears, it looks like more reporters are at the American Idol auditions than they are at the State of the City speech that John Hickenlooper is going to give in about a half hour. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, highs around 90. Right now, 68 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on July 28th, universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Play Murphy Creek and Saddle Rock golf courses this summer for a great rate. Golf Aurora is offering a special rate all summer long, rates as low as $40, including cart. Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. Why not test your skills at Aurora's championship courses this summer? These special rates are valid every day of the week after 1 p.m., and both courses are in fantastic shape and ready to challenge you. For more information on these special rates, visit golfaurora.com and click on discounts. That's golfaurora.com.
What is performance now? Once it was all about power, but performance now is all about knowledge. With the BMW 3 Series, it's knowing you're driving the number one selling car in its class. It's knowing you're driving what Car and Driver hailed as one of the 10 best for an unprecedented 18th year in a row. It's also knowing the 3 Series sedan was selected a 2009 top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. And it's knowing you're driving a finely tuned machine that costs you virtually nothing to maintain, thanks to BMW Ultimate Service. That's knowledge. And as any BMW engineer will tell you, knowledge is power. Performance now is the 3 Series. Yours to test drive at a local BMW center. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i xDrive for $369 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long nine.
Arr! Bear be boarded. Flagship's stubborn bow.
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Ye beautiful ocean be full of it these days. Many a folk don't know that when they throw their trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. So lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. And learn more what ye can do to keep the ocean healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Did you know there are 10 things collecting dust in your house right now that are worth money on eBay? Don't think so? Well, just to prove it, we're going to send you a free guide with the secrets to making money on the internet. And it's yours free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And an Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
741 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up into the 90s today. 303-713-7600. Weigh in on the debate. Do you think we should be prosecuting intelligence officials who may have violated the law in terms of torture and interrogation techniques? You can also instant message us and email us at www.am760.net. Turk was telling me in the break that we got a couple emails, one with a pretty interesting argument. Go for it.
This is a good one. This comes from our buddy Kevin, who always has great stuff to say, but it says, if my lawyer writes me an opinion that I can legally rob a bank at gunpoint by stating in his opinion, which I rely on, it is merely a different form of withdrawal. I'm not guilty of robbing a bank, right?
Well, and I get that argument, but just to play devil's advocate for a second, there's one difference. You as a citizen, a private citizen, hiring a private lawyer to represent or advise you is different than a government official being told by their government superiors. In other words, being told by the government, the chief enforcer of the law, the chief arbiter of the law, to do something or not. And not just and beyond that, because I'm not making a Nazis at Nuremberg argument, but beyond just do it even though it's a violation of the law, but the government, the chief arbiter and interpreter of the law, saying it's not a violation of the law, that they have a very technical legal argument showing that it's not a violation of the law, it's just, it's different. Am I saying it doesn't require an investigation? No. Am I saying it doesn't require potential prosecution? Absolutely not. Do I think most circumstances were a situation, if the laws are violated, where the CIA and intelligence officials should have known and might have known and probably did know that they were violating the law? Yes. So I think, in other words, that the minority of cases, the minority of situations were those in which an intelligence official who is trained in what is legal and what is not legal, was genuinely convinced that what they were doing was legal because of what the Bush administration was saying. And it goes back to, now it goes back to our question. What do folks think? I mean, do you buy the 24 argument that ends justify the means, that violating the law to save thousands of lives? I mean, that's the extreme way of putting it. And of course, by the way, just as an asterisk, intelligence officials have acknowledged that torture did not save thousands of lives. It did not produce actionable intelligence. So, but just for argument's sake, what you see in 24 and in movies where the intelligence officials interrogating the evil terrorist and the time bomb is ticking is violating the law in that circumstance. Not only is it okay, but should it be prosecuted? Right? Those are two different questions. And that's an important point here, right? Two different questions. Is violating the law under certain circumstances morally okay is a different question from whether you should nonetheless still be prosecuted, right? If you, and in the movies, it's really interesting. In the movies, in those situations where the ticking time bomb is happening and the interrogator has to violate human rights laws to torture the suspect and it's portrayed as a heroic act, the heroic act, part of the quote-unquote courage in that setup, is that the interrogator knows he or she may face consequences for violating the law, right? That's part of what's seen as courageous. I'm not saying it is courageous. I'm not saying that situation actually happens often, if at all. But the point here is, it's a different question from saying it was right to violate the law morally and it should be allowed without prosecution. Right? Those are two different questions. And without passing judgment on whether it was right, now my take is the torture isn't right, it's wrong. But even setting that aside, the most important question is whether there still should be a legal process. Because if there is no legal process, then you don't have a law. 7:46, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This just fresh off the wire. Speaking of intelligence and torture and whether to prosecute, two leading Republican senators now say a criminal investigation into the Bush administration's harsh intelligence practices would make the CIA a boogeyman. Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire says Democrats' effort to review President Bush's practices would harm the United States. He says the country is fighting a, quote, war of intelligence that would be damaged if the tactics were disclosed. Senator Lamar Alexander, the Republican of Tennessee, says that if Attorney General Eric Holder decides to appoint a prosecutor to probe Bush-era decisions, he should go farther back. Alexander, this is like a classic just political tactic. It's pathetic. Alexander says the investigation should go back into the 1990s when Holder was a senior Justice Department official under President Bill Clinton. So that the tactic of that is obvious. Alexander is basically saying, listen, if you go down this road, Attorney General Holder, we'll make it so that you have to potentially get in trouble yourself. The goal being that to get Holder to back off. I mean, that's a really pathetic tactic.
They said the same thing when those interrogation photos. You know, Obama was thinking about releasing those,
right.
And they were saying, oh, damage the country, blah, blah, blah. And they never give a reason of how it would hurt the country or harm the country if we were to prosecute CIA officials or release, you know, torture photos.
It's all vague. It's all talk. I mean, like, Greg is saying the war of intelligence would be damaged if the tactics were disclosed. My guess is what he's alluding to is, well, if we let them know how we interrogate people, if we let the terrorists know how we interrogate people, they will be able to train terrorists to resist the tactics. The problem, of course, is that the tactics in question should not be being used based on our laws, right? Why are we hiding? How can you justify hiding tactics so that the opponents, the terrorists, don't know the tactics when we're not supposed to be engaging in those torture tactics by law? You see how circular and crazy the opponents of law and order, their arguments really are? They don't make logical sense. 749 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Weigh in on this controversial topic. In the 8 a.m. hour, I think we're going to get some footage from Mayor John Hickenlooper's State of the City address here. So stick around for that. In the meantime, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still working this crash southbound side of 25 around 23rd. It's on the shoulder, but going to see some stop-and-go backups beginning back before 58th Avenue. Also heavy in Northland. That stretch is a pretty long one, 120th down to 84th. Northbounder is going to be a little sluggish in Greenwood Village. Got a crash on the ramp to northbound 225. Also going to be stop and go University past 6th Avenue heading into downtown. Also heavy in Aurora, southbound side of 225. Parker Road down to the interchanges. You're going into the Tech Center. And we got some Ryan Seacrest traffic out there at Invesco Field. American Idol auditions underway. Seacrest set to make $45 million over the next 3 years. Yikes.
Your forecast today could be a lot like yesterday. Sun and clouds mixed, afternoon thunderstorms, and a high of 90. Right now we're at 68 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Centers. At Fast Cash, they shop the competition and pay you 40% more for your gold. Call for an instant quote before you sell or visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
From Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning or late, like after 9 at night. Movies. Matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Chris
Benning,
the one, the only.
Entertaining. Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
Showbiz.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining
Showbiz.
Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can! Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
I think, ultimately. Johnson & Johnson reported better than expected, so lots of news out today. With that, the markets were up huge yesterday, so we're giving back just a little bit right now. The Dow is down 21. The S&P is down 7 and 3 quarts. The NASDAQ's down 7 and 3 quarts. The S&P's down about 1 and 3 quarts. And the Russell, a.k.a. the Marvin's, down 1 and 3 quarts. So that's what's going on in the markets today, David.
Give Mike Spear and the team of Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. You heard it here, how up and down and volatile this market is. You want somebody looking out for your money, looking out for your financial future as much as possible. People on the ball, Presidential Brokerage are those people. 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm dancing. Woo!
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I got the stack of cash with the googly eyes. I love him.
some money I'm saving with Geico. It was so easy.
Yeah, got that. But there's just one thing.
What?
You're dancing at work, John.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Woo!
Woo! Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Hello again, I'm Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino, here to tell you about our new games, higher betting limits, and extended hours. There's nothing like the excitement of a craps table. It's fast-paced fun and easy to learn. Another casino favorite, roulette, spins many ways to win. Plus, now you can play all the newest slots, from pennies all the way to $100, 24 hours a day. It's all at the friendliest place to play.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
.com 7:55 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on another beautiful Front Range day going into the 90s. Mark in Centennial. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I just had to clarify something that you said. Now, you think because some of the torture techniques were wrong or inappropriate or against the law.
Okay, the most important point is against the law.
We're not even, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying. Now, so you're saying somehow that there's a logical connection that they should, because they were against the law, that they should be generally released and be on the front page of the Baghdad Times for all the terrorists. Somehow that there's a relationship there. I don't understand that. Could you explain that? Because I don't see the logical connection that you're making. I understand some of the stuff they did was wrong, probably, and they need to look into
it. I think that
should that be all over the front page of the newspaper?
I think that we are a country that has public courts and public trials, I think, and public prosecutions, by the way.
And military situations. Uh-huh.
We are a country that has a public court system, and by the way, part of the reason why we have a public court system is because, as we've seen in places like Iran and in places like China, when you have a secret court system, justice is not well served. So I think that investigations into the law.
You get the air all the time. Let me talk. I took the time to call. Let me speak. We have a military court system. We have a system to deal with military situations. We have both systems. They work. I do not understand.
Well, my point has only been that these tactics and what happened need to be investigated and prosecuted. Now, I have less. In all honesty, I have less of a. If it's appropriate, I think they should go through our justice system. If it's appropriate to go through the military justice system, then that's appropriate too. My only point is that they need to be investigated and prosecuted. Where and how and under what, in which part of our legal system is actually, frankly, less important to me. It's just less important to me. The question is whether they should be prosecuted.
Yes, but you're saying that if you were making the implication that it should be completely public, everything they do, every time they use.
I'm not saying that national security secrets should be exposed. Remember, our court system has the right now in any court case to seal pieces of the case. But the key question is here whether things should be prosecuted and investigated. And the right says no, and I say law and order, absolutely yes. More after the break.
They want all the parts.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals
on,
that you're full,
today?
You'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothin, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothin and get one free.
What's up, everybody?
Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really got to bust our hump. I'm going to need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster, I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. I'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie,
I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug, I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now.
Fast.
Happy. Maple. Fiat.
And White Lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I made him fish. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
Frank Sabathany underway now on Capitol Hill. Round two of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor's Senate confirmation hearing. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us how it's going.
At the start of a long day of answering questions from senators, Justice Sotomayor was asked what she has learned in her many years as a judge.
The process of judging is a process of keeping an open mind.
Democratic Chairman Pat Leahy began questioning Sotomayor with a partisan shot to his Republican colleagues.
I think your statement yesterday went a long way to answering the critics and the naysayers.
But the naysayers on the committee will have their turn soon enough, and there will be some tough questions from Republicans, many of them focusing on speeches Sotomayor has given over the years.
Now, moments ago, Sotomayor addressed one of those questions about her comment that a wise Latina could reach a better conclusion than a white male.
I do not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging.
Sotomayor also defended her controversial decision in a discrimination case involving New Haven firefighters. June retail sales show the biggest gain in 5 months, 0.6%, but retail industry consultant Bert Flickinger says there's still no evidence Americans are spending on anything other than what they really need.
The biggest sector is food, fuel, and pharmacy. Consumers are concentrating on the basics.
June wholesale prices were up a sharp 1.9%, led by a steep rise in energy prices. When Steve Hall phoned home in Murfreesboro, Tennessee last night, it wasn't just to say hi. Hall told his wife, Julia, a hair-raising tale about the flight he was on.
They knew there was definitely a hole in the plane, and you could see the sky, so it was pretty scary.
The Southwest Airlines 737 flying from Nashville to Baltimore made a safe emergency landing in Charleston, West Virginia. Southwest is checking out all of its nearly 200 737s to see if other planes could be vulnerable. Southwest says service will not be disrupted. It doesn't get much attention anymore, but the government's color-coded terrorism alert system is still around. Now the Department of Homeland Security is considering changes to the system or just getting rid of it. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate says the approach never really caught on.
There has been much criticism about lack of precision over time and the inability of the system to be flexible.
President Obama visits the industrial heartland today to talk about the economy and education. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The Michigan Community College will be the backdrop for President Obama's call for a new $12 billion effort to promote post-high school education and training. The administration says the changing economy demands more education for people heading into the jobs of the future. About 6 million people attend community colleges nationwide. The president wants to nearly double that number by the year 2020.
The Goldman Sachs investment firm is reporting more than $2.7 billion second quarter profit. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
Running business is hard work. Lowe's recognizes this and wants to say thank you with exclusive product offers during Lowe's Commercial Appreciation Days. Come in now and get 20% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar 2000 interior paint. Stop by Friday, July 17th and get free lunch and giveaways from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. while supplies last. And military personnel and their immediate families receive 10% off in-stock or special order merchandise. Lowe's, let's build something together. Additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Military ID or other acceptable form to verify service may be required. Offers valid 7/15 to 7/20 in U.S. stores only.
How much would you pay to get a really great night's sleep? During our summertime event, you can enjoy the life-improving benefits of a real Tempur-Pedic bed for just 25 cents per night. The new Advantage bed, backed by our industry-leading 20-year warranty, delivers Tempur-Pedic's famous comfort and support for just pennies per night. You deserve the best night's sleep you can get. You deserve a Tempur-Pedic. Call today or visit us online to find a retail location nearest you. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's largest public employee retirement system is in danger. An audit of PARA shows it can pay only about half of its obligations after losing more than $10 billion last year. The Denver Post reports lawmakers will be forced to consider higher paycheck deductions and larger taxpayer subsidies. It's more than Coors rolling off the line in Golden these days. The merger with SAB Miller now has Miller High Life being brewed at the Coors Brewery. Within a couple of years, 20% of the beer made in Golden will be a Miller brand. The Post reports while Coors Light is also being made at Miller plants around the country, Coors' original banquet beer is made only in Golden. And some baby boomers in Fort Collins are reverting decades when it comes to self-propelled transportation. Tricycles, a Memphis company, Runabout Cycles, that recently relocated to Fort Collins, is selling electric human hybrid tricycles. They run $3,000 to $6,000 a piece. The Coloradoan reports the company picked Fort Collins because of its bike friendliness. Finally, American Idol Season 9 tryouts getting underway this morning at a crowded Invesco Field. In sports, the only Rockies working today are a couple of All-Stars, Brad Hopp and Jason Marquis, who represent Colorado at the game in St. Louis tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're getting word of an accident just coming in. It's on the right shoulder. This is eastbound 6th Avenue on that approach to Federal. Southbounders on I-25 feeling it. It's coming in from Thornton and Northland, about 112th to 84th. But where we're seeing some big-time delays is northbound I-25 underneath those bridges. That drive from DU to downtown is going to cost you about 20 minutes this morning. And we've got an accident. This is on the ramp from northbound I-25 to northbound 225. Should be out of the way in the next minute or two, but looks like it's really messed and things up as you're trying to make your way out of the tech center. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next time you're at King Soopers, look for new lower prices on chicken and ground beef. The new lower prices will help you put food on the table for a lot less. It's another way to get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
The National League has been singing the All-Star Blues for the past 12 seasons. Can St. Louis slugger Albert Pujols...
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, buy a $30 gift certificate for Basil Doc's Pizza for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
La 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the? Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Ramping up on the White House by now Capitol Hill, Democrats on Capitol Hill, asking for a potential inquiry. Attorney General Eric Holder considering appointing a special prosecutor. And we've gotten into in a little bit into the weeds here, but I think it's an important question. You know, it's not just the Nazis at Nuremberg argument, right, that people were ordered to do things that they themselves knew were illegal. It got a little bit more nuanced in the sense that the Bush administration had created an entire legal argument about why it was legal, right? They weren't going to CIA intelligence officers and saying, do this illegal thing. They were saying, do this, it is actually legal. And so the question is not whether the Bush administration should be prosecuted for that. I certainly think that they should be. That's actually less of a contentious issue, I think, than the really difficult issue of whether somebody who was led to believe what they were doing is legal and who actually in their own mind thought what they were doing is legal and were told by their superiors, told by the government that it was legal, whether they should be prosecuted. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Blaze and Aurora, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Good to have you back.
Thanks, man.
Glad you had a safe trip.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, first of all, you know, you're probably the only one that touches on Nazis and compares it to all this, and that I appreciate. You know, people just doing their job, you know, I don't know. You got to draw the line somewhere. People know the difference between right and wrong. The other point I want to make is we're after truth here, you know, and we're assuming that even if people get on the stand, they're going to tell the truth. You know, and all we've been dealing with is lies, 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 lies. So what makes us think they're going to tell the truth when they get on the stand? You know.
Well, that's true, but you know, I think a part of this that nobody talks about, which is the idea that, look, we have ample evidence in our country where juries have said, look, these were extenuating circumstances, not guilty. Right now, I'm not saying I think the people who tortured or who may have engaged in torture aren't guilty. But I'm saying is that if you've got a credible argument to make that, look, I was, you know, you're an intelligence official. I was really, really convinced by the Bush administration that what I was doing was absolutely legal. They came to me with all sorts of justifications. And, you know, that's why I did it. I did not think I was not pulling a Nazis at Nuremberg in the sense that I was ordered to do something that I should have known was illegal. I was ordered to do something where there was a complex legal argument about the power of the presidency being made. I mean, all of that can be hashed out in front of a jury. And that's why you have a jury, a quote-unquote jury of your peers. Because juries make, you know, they make those judgments. The point here is that I don't really understand why everybody, well, not everybody, but why conservatives in the political establishment are so afraid of simply allowing a legal process to go forward at all. That's really where the question is.
Sounds like they're afraid of the truth. Sounds like they're afraid the truth might accidentally come out.
Yeah, and I also think that they're afraid that...
What are we hiding from?
And I think they're afraid that there will be consequences to violating the laws. And that's really, you know, what this is about.
I constantly got to go back to who am I trusting to tell me who the enemy is? You know, who are we trusting? And... Are they trustworthy? Obviously, up till now, everything points that no, the answer is no. Nobody's trustworthy. Nobody tells the truth. Everybody believes that they're above the law. Everybody breaks the law. Infidelity, from infidelity on, it's just, there is no law. It's total lawlessness.
And that's why you're supposed to have a legal process, right? I mean, what's being portrayed right now is that it's guilty before being proven innocent, that we're already passing judgment. All we're saying is let a legal process go forward. There's certainly, it's almost inarguable that there have been enough legal questions raised to raise the need for a legal process to go forward. And I really don't understand what's so controversial about simply letting the legal system that has served our country fairly well over the course of many years, many decades, why allowing that legal process to move forward is such a bad, controversial, and scary idea. Blaze, thanks for the call. Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Just touching on, I've got a couple of subjects I'd like to cover with you, but just, you know, on the last thing that was said, you know, there's reason enough to go to court. There's reason enough to bring this in front of some kind of magistrate, whether it's civil or military. You know, when you got Panetta and Pelosi saying we were lied to by the CIA, that alone is reason enough for a wide open investigation. This whole thing needs clarity.
Absolutely. And I think this idea that, like, you know, because the CIA, I mean, the what's scary is that the arguments being employed against this are really slippery slope arguments towards authoritarianism and towards some version of fascism, which is the idea that, well, any agency, any branch of government that is in the business of quote unquote national security, if we perform any oversight, if we perform any policing of that agency, if we apply any law and order standard to that agency, we're unduly hurting national security, and therefore we shouldn't do it. it's a really slippery slope to absolving.
Dave, that's nuts. I mean, this country's been secure since the First World War. We didn't torture people.
Oh, I agree with you that it's nuts.
We didn't have intelligence agencies, whether, you know, going back to the...
But I agree with you that it's nuts. And what's scary about it is that it's this continuing process of putting the military and militarism ahead of above the law, and that's what we've never been about.
It's called, Dave, I don't know if you heard the term. It's called MIC. MIC.
What does that stand for?
Military Industrial Complex.
Well, right, of course. But and it's saying that militarism should trump the rule of law. And here's the thing.
Well, that's how Rome fell.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the thing is, here's the thing. And I keep saying this, and it seems to, it hasn't been really in the debate at all. If the laws need to be changed in order to adapt to a quote-unquote post-9/11 world, and without saying, I'm not saying that I think they do or they don't, but if the laws need to be changed, that's why we have a legislative process, right? So we have a legislative process, we have laws, we have a lawmaking process to make sure to say what is appropriate and what's not appropriate, and if those laws need to be changed, then let's have a debate about changing them. But don't simply say, well, this law is inappropriate to the post-9/11 world, but instead of changing it, we just simply shouldn't enforce it. That's unacceptable. There's either a law or there's not a law. Paul, thanks for the call. Mark in Loveland. Mark, you're on AM760.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just want to say that we definitely need a special prosecutor for the question. But I would really like to see it expanded as well. The individual people that were taking the orders and doing the dirty deed, you know, there's a certain, you can justify it by, not justify, but they were following their orders, but who gave those orders? That's the real person who is responsible.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that to me, it only gets, it gets slightly controversial only when you go down the ladder, right? So the point is, at the top, the people who were giving the orders, the people who were twisting the law, these people, that should be a no-brainer, an absolute open and shut no-brainer, not to convict them. They deserve due process, but an open and shut question about whether they should be investigated.
Absolutely, right. And I think that when they expand the scope of the investigation, they're going to find out that the Republican Party has turned into a criminal organization.
Well, I mean, this idea...
That's why they don't want to let it go.
I mean, this idea that, like, the intelligence grunts, the guys on the ground doing the interrogation should be prosecuted, but Dick Cheney shouldn't be investigated is preposterous. It's preposterous. The idea that John Yoo, who created the legal arguments for this kind of thing, should be absolved, but the intelligence grunt shouldn't.
Gonzalez.
That is an outrage. And Gonzalez, right. That is an outrage. That is outrageous. And that is to me, is unacceptable. As I said, this thing gets controversial only as you go down the ladder, not as you go up, right? The top of the ladder, the people articulating and making the policy, those are the people. It shouldn't be a controversy. It should be an open and shut decision about whether to investigate them. I'm not saying whether that they're guilty, they're due process. I'm not even saying whether they should be prosecuted yet, because we got to find out what exactly happened. But it should be, at minimum, open and shut for them to be investigated. That is why we have a legal process, to at least get some of the facts out. Thanks for the call. 818, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Do you take the side that says, hey, what these Republican senators are saying, that if we even look into, have a legal investigation into what happened on the issue of torture, there will be weakening national security? And if you believe that, do you think we shouldn't have any kind of investigation? Or do you think the law is the law? 303-713-7600. And I think the most controversial topic out of this is, do you think somebody should be prosecuted, a rank-and-file intelligence officer, who was told by the Bush administration and its lawyers, by their government, that what they were being ordered to do was legal? It's a little different than the sort of Nazis at Nuremberg construction, which was sort of more along the lines of they were ordered to do things that were clearly, obviously illegal. And many of them knew it was illegal. There are, when you get into the weeds of this, and again, not with the Cheneys and the people up top, but the rank and file guys, my guess is there'll be an argument that they'll make an argument that says, look, we were told that this, not just to do it, but that it was legal, and we were told by not our private counselor, or not our private lawyer, but we were told by our government, the chief interpreter of the law, that this was legal. Should those folks be prosecuted? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update. John Turk.
Thank you, David. Got a couple new crashes out there to avoid. One on the right shoulder, eastbound 6th Avenue as you get close to Federal. Those backups go into Lakewood at Sheridan. Also got a crash on I-70. It's on the eastbound side at I-25, but speed's still pretty decent through there. That's really not getting in the way of anybody. Our heaviest jams right now, no surprise on I-25. Let's start on the northbound side in the Tech Center, Dry Creek all the way up to Yale. Stop and go again from University to 6th Avenue. And if you're a southbounder, normal jams up in North Glen from 104th down to 84th, again from 58th down past Spear. Had an earlier accident there removed, but still a little sluggish there. Also going to be busy from basically University around to Yale. And if you're on 225 in Aurora, stop and go, Parker Road down to 25 for you southbounders. Forecast today, mostly sunny. Going to be just a lot like yesterday, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon with high winds and rains. Highs will be around 90. Right now, 70 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/Stapleton.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Consumer Reports, Questions of Health. I'm Remy Spranz. You're wondering, does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine? Probably, though red wine may offer extra protection. Both are high in flavonoids, plant compounds that may protect the heart by inhibiting blood clots and possibly increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol poses serious risks, and both beverages pack about 190 calories per cup, so drink them in moderation. Your doctor has suggested minimally invasive surgery for back pain. Is it worth trying? Only as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but nearly half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. And most back pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks.
When it doesn't, acupuncture, chiropractic care, or exercise often help. So consider surgery only if other options have failed. Your wife applies makeup daily. Is it dangerous for her to inhale the dust from facial powder? That's unclear. People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancers. But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their makeup. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
It's progressive time.
Hey, 24 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about whether you think CIA officials should be prosecuted potentially, or at least investigated, for potentially violating the law as it relates to torture and interrogation. Pretty controversial topic. Frank on the West Slope. Frank, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Good hearing you back.
Thanks.
I really enjoy your program.
Thanks.
Say, I've been listening to you, and I think there's a little confusion here about a couple things regarding the torture stuff. First of all, I'd like to make a point, though, that I think the Republicans and their right-wing colleagues are taking the last refuge of scoundrels in coming up with the fact that or the assertion that this is going to have a negative effect on the intelligence community. Secondly, when the law is passed, these laws are passed, the fact whether or not they're going to have a negative effect on the intelligence community if they're enforced, that all that stuff has already been vetted before the law is passed. So it's a done deal. So the law is the law. And then the other thing that might be helpful is that regarding prosecution, it's really a two-step process. First of all, I think a lot of people are confused that before people are brought before the court, shall we say, regarding these type of issues, criminal issues, that the people are automatically guilty. And it's really a two-step process because, first of all, they have to be brought before the court only on probable cause that they violated the law. It's really up to the court then to decide guilt or no guilt.
Well, and it's also, I should also mention, it's also up to the court about whether a prosecution will move forward through a grand jury.
Exactly. And so what I think that some of the confusion is when I hear other people talk, they say, oh, well, if you're going to investigate these people, they're already guilty. That's really not the way the system works. You know, there has to exist some type of probable cause before they are even brought before the court. And, of course, there's also the grand jury type stuff, which I don't know if the grand jury applies to the international law regarding torture and stuff like that. I just don't know. But there is definitely a two-step process, and our country is run by the rule of law.
Yeah, well, it's just a spit. I mean, it's really, it just gives away a lot of the motive, a lot of what's really going on here, that there seems to be a real fear of simply letting the legal and judicial process, any kind of process, move forward. And as you mentioned, it's a process that has pretty decent safeguards in matters like this. Grand jury to prevent the grand jury is what ultimately issues the indictment, right? A prosecutor, you can't just have a rogue prosecutor. I mean, you can, but there's a grand jury check there to make sure to basically validate an indictment. I'm not clear as to why people seem so afraid and why it's somehow going to hurt national security to let a judicial and legal process move forward. It kind of begs the question. What are we defending as a nation? What is national security if we're not defending our democratic system, which is in part a system based on the rule of law and based on our judicial and legal process. Frank, thanks for the call. Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm calling because I'm wondering if some of this fear over the investigations is wrapped up in this authoritarian view of the executive branch, and that the executive branch doesn't need to be investigated and we need to just move forward. And tied up with the last 8 years of the Republicans' disregard for any of the oversight responsibilities they have in Congress.
I think there's something to it. I mean, I think that's right. I mean, and by the way, the imperial presidency, if you will, that you're referring to, this is a bipartisan thing, right? We just saw last week, I don't know if anybody caught this, Barack Obama issued a signing statement, one of these famous signing statements where a law passes and he said, I'm not going to follow this part of the law. And Congress then passed a resolution saying, no, Mr. President, you got to follow that part of the law. But there is this new, and it's a relatively new phenomenon, where the president's modern presidents are taking Richard Nixon's old adage that if the president does it, it's legal, that crazy imperialistic dictatorial view, and trying to make it the law of the land. And I think you're right. The general resistance to any kind of independent investigation into the behavior of the executive branch itself, whether Democrats or Republicans, are not too quick to embrace it. That's a very, very good point. Thanks for the call, man. All right, we're going to go to a news update live from the Sonia Sotomayor hearings. Maybe there is some news that's happening there. Let's hear from this CBS dispatch live from the hearing.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett. Judge Sonia Sotomayor at her Supreme Court Senate confirmation hearing has spoken her mind, explaining her rulings and speeches over the years. In 2001, she said a, quote, wise Latina would usually reach better conclusions than a white man without similar experiences.
The context of the words that I spoke have created a misunderstanding.
And this morning she clarified that statement.
I do not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging.
When asked about the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms,
I understand the individual right fully that the Supreme Court recognized.
In the case involving white New Haven firefighters denied a promotion because of their race, the Supreme Court reversed a decision upon a panel that had included Sotomayor.
In a very similar case, the Sixth Circuit approached a very similar issue in the same way.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett.
So there you have it, the CBS News report on the on what's going on, or what's actually not going on, in the confirmation hearing. Sonia Sotomayor, let me be clear, I do think the Supreme Court nomination itself is important, and the confirmation is important. I just don't think there's a lot of news coming out of that hearing. 8:32, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to more of your calls about this this controversy over whether we should prosecute intelligence officials for following the orders of the Bush administration and perhaps torturing illegally detainees. Do you think people who are ordered by their government to do something, which then turns out to be illegal later, do you think they should be prosecuted? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Bob and Arvada also let us know about a new accident. It's eastbound I-70 as you're making your way onto 25, the southbound ramp there, causing some delays at the Mousetrap. Also got a crash sitting on the right shoulder, eastbound 6th Avenue, as you get close to Federal. The backups there go to Sheridan. Speed's going to be in the 30s, so a bit of a bear coming out of Lakewood right now. Stop-and-go jams, only spot I see them right now, southbound 225, Parker Road to 25. Speed starting to jump up just a little bit on 25, heading in and out of downtown. Northbound side, sluggish from Downing Street to 6th Avenue. Southbound side, going to be busy from 104th to 84th, again from 58th to 23rd. And one more time, a little small stretch, University up to Evans, showing speeds in the 30s and 40s. Your forecast could be a lot like yesterday. Sun and clouds mixed this afternoon with the thunderstorms, wind, and rain. A high near 90. Your current downtown temperature, 73 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Ralph Schomp Mini, where every new Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through July 31st. Learn more at RalphSchompMini.com. That's RalphSchompMini.com.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising for your business.
Probably the best idea I have ever had.
AM 760 is offering a small business stimulus package to give your company the kickstart that it needs. Register now on AM 760.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Restaurant owners Rachel and her husband had a run-in with the IRS.
Before we knew it, I owed $90,000. We had a revenue officer standing in our restaurant. It was a very scary day, and that night, my husband and I had a really big fight.
In a panic, they jumped at the first chance for relief.
We didn't do our homework. They weren't attorneys, and we pretty much got scammed.
Then they turned to a trusted friend.
Our business attorney recommended Nationwide Tax Relief. They were awesome.
The attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% up on our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're so married, thank goodness, and my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience, including pickup and drop-off. If you need us, we're here. Call 303-761-8841 or go to CottmanDenver.com.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clog phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
You give me a waterboard, Dick Cheney, and 1 hour, and I'll have him confess to the Sharon Tate murders.
That was Jesse Ventura talking about torture on the Larry King show. And we were talking about whether any of this torture stuff, stuff produces actionable intelligence, as he makes the point. And Jesse Ventura, former Navy SEAL, says, obviously no, because if you waterboard somebody, you'll get them to admit to anything. 8:38, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think CIA officials should be prosecuted, even if they were ordered to do what they did in terms of torture by the Bush administration? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Pete and Greeley. Pete, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Welcome back, Dave.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, I've been writing this essay called The Nuremberg Principle. And, you know, it's about that you can't just follow orders. And that emerged from those trials as the principle, really, that has been the glue that's held the Western world together in terms of justice for 60 years. If we have that, and it's an element of conscience, that no authoritarianism can rise in our midst again, you know, as long as there's enough of us that hold to that principle. The fact that that's under attack by the Bush administration continues to be under attack. We just need to lay it bare what their reasoning is and crush that reasoning as much as possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree, and I think that the, you know, I just think it gets into a complicated question. I mean, if you give the most sort of illustrative hypothetical, right? I mean, the Bush administration lawyers come to the intelligence guy and they say, look, here's how we read the law. It's legal. You know, I mean, it's how much can you hold the intelligence grunt accountable? I mean, I think some of it has to at least have to do with whether the intelligence grunt really should have known that that was a lot of BS or not.
Again, we're running up the thing where, just like the Third Reich, anything can be made legal inside of a country. And there has to be principles that run outside that country's law in order to have a world that we can live in. And that larger principle just has to be reinvigorated from time to time.
I agree. And I think that if there's one silver lining out of all this, it might be that we're actually having a debate about this set of issues, and that we're actually thinking about this set of issues, and we're in general thinking about the double standard between what law and order means for the political establishment and what it means for all of us. Clearly, the standards are not the same. Thanks for the call, Pete.
You bet.
Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I just wanted to chime in with, you know, the concept that you just said that one of the biggest reasons why we don't use torture or haven't used torture is because it doesn't work, as Jesse Ventura said. And I believe there's also a case where that just came out where an FBI guy befriended one of the biggest terrorists, and he was the one that got him to cooperate and not all the torture that was done to the guy. So my question is, if prosecuting is such a chilling effect, I mean, God forbid we have a chilling effect on the CIA and keep them from using a bad technique that doesn't work.
Well, that's right. I mean, and by the way, whether it works or not, we should want part of the purpose of the law is to create a chilling effect on not breaking the law. Right. I mean, so I'm actually in terms of the chilling effect, I'm actually less interested in whether torture worked. I mean, I'm interested in that separately. But in terms of this part of the argument, I'm less interested in whether torture worked in terms of this chilling effect as the fact that we should want a chilling effect for things that are not legal. Otherwise, we should change the law to make them legal. But you can't have it both ways. The law exists as a deterrent. That's what we've been told for decades, right? And so shouldn't we want violating the law to be deterred? Shouldn't we want there to be a deterrent to doing that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that hasn't been talked about is that one of the biggest deterrents and one of the reasons why we have laws isn't just because we have laws. It's not just because, like our parents said, oh, it's just because. It's because if you violate the laws, people get hurt. That's why they're there. So, you know, what are these people going to think on the day that a terrorist gets a hold of an American soldier and tortures that soldier to death and then tells the world that they did it because, well, hey, America got away with it and did it, so why don't we?
And that's exactly right. And I think a lot of this, you know, a lot of this also has to do more broadly with what kind of message we do send to the rest of the world, right? I mean, are we a nation of laws? Are we setting any kind of example, or are we not setting any kind of example? Are we really living by our ideals that we're pushing? Clearly, if we ignore the laws that are on our own books that relate to human rights, that relate to law and order, we're basically saying to the world that we have a double standard. Thanks for the call. 8:43, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Going up to 92 degrees today on the Front Range. We're talking about whether you think CIA officials should be prosecuted and, at the very minimum, at least investigated for potentially illegally torturing terrorist suspects. 303-713-7600. Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph.
Yeah, David, I'm a retired lawyer, and I hate to say this about members of the bar, myself included, but getting a legal opinion that something is okay, I only cite that I believe that Ken Lay probably got a bunch of opinions that what Enron did was perfectly legal.
Right, but I made this point earlier, and I don't know if you were tuning in yet or not, but there's only one difference, which is that Ken Lay, as far as I know, never got an opinion from the government that what he was doing was legal, right? I mean, the interrogators were probably, in many cases, getting a directive and a legal opinion from their government, the government which serves in society as the chief arbiter and interpreter of the law. So it's a little different than simply, you know, hiring a private attorney to tell you that some illegal act you're going to do is actually legal.
One point, Dave, and that is basically, I'm also a Vietnam vet. The concept that there is a different law from the government and from the private parties, I don't think holds water. But also, once you start saying that, then suddenly what you're saying is that the meaning of is different in the government than the meaning is in the private sector.
Well, I'm not,
And all I'm saying is, let me also point out this. I'm against having the people in the field who do not have access to lawyers, who are sitting there with a combat situation. How shall I say? I think there is a pardon power in the Constitution. I think this is a wonderful time to use it, especially if you can use it for someone who outs a CIA agent in the comfort of his air-conditioned Washington office.
Well, right, and I think you and I can agree that that's why you need some sort of investigatory
right.
process to find out who knew what, who was ordering what, who was in a position to know that what they were doing was illegal, who wasn't. I mean, what's amazing to me is we're not even at the point of talking about prosecutions. We're just at the point of talking about investigations. And you've got Republican senators going on television saying that a mere investigation, merely allowing the inquisitive part of our legal process to move forward is some sort of threat to national security. I mean, that is really almost a treasonous statement to say that allowing our judicial process to act is somehow endangering national security. I mean, that is an extreme form of thought of authoritarianism right there.
One final point, Dave. You mentioned the Republicans who are now saying, oh, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. My question is, okay, who knew what, when, and how much? An awful lot of those Republicans were in on a bunch of meetings with Bush and Cheney.
Oh, right.
That nobody else heard about.
I see where you're going. Yeah,
Are they covering their own rear end? Because they knew.
That's exactly, you know what? Ralph, I'm really glad you bring up that point because it hasn't been brought up yet today, but you're absolutely right. We should be asking who is making this no prosecution, no investigation argument with thinking about their own hide, not just thinking about the legal principles or national security, but thinking about their own hide. Which of these senators who are making these arguments doesn't want it to come out that they knew certain things? Or that they approved certain things, or they didn't work to stop certain things. Very good point. Ralph, thanks for the call. 8:48 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. In the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to get an update from Media Matters about at least some of the media narratives and memes coming out of the Sonia Sotomayor hearing. If it's going to be a media spectacle, then you can bet that there's going to be some outrageous things said in the media. So you want to stick around for that. In the meantime, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Your boy David or Ryan Seacrest creating some traffic problems around Invesco Field. Yeah, they got the American Idol auditions underway there. Looks like it's pretty packed there in the parking lot. So do expect 5 to 10 minutes of delays as you're cruising around Auraria, Colfax, and I-25 downtown. Traffic starting to improve. Seeing some late jams, though, on northbound 25. Stop and go Downing Street up to 6th Avenue. Also, speeds in the teens and 20s, southbound 225 Parker Road to the interchange there in Greenwood Village. Eastbound C-470 still sluggish. Lucent Boulevard all the way up to I-25. 6th Avenue also behind Sheridan to Federal due to an earlier crash just cleaned up. Still working a four-car accident eastbound I-70 at I-25. Also one on the surface streets at Quebec and Yale. Your forecast, mostly sunny. Chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90. Right now, 73 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Breakfast just got better. Wake up to Sonic's new Croissonic breakfast sandwich. Choose from bacon or sausage with egg and melted American cheese, all on a soft, buttery croissant. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Your house right now that are worth money on eBay? Don't think so? Well, just to prove it, we're going to send you a free guide with the secrets to making money on the internet. And it's yours free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-806-GOLD. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-806-GOLD. 800-806-GOLD. That's 800-806-4653.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're still discussing whether you think CIA operatives and agents and intelligence officials should be prosecuted, even if they were ordered to violate the law and torture terror detainees. 303-713-7600 is the number. John in Lafayette. John, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi. Well,
you know, there was a book by John Dean, I think, that talked about sort of authoritarianism and the followers and his study of it, like a certain percentage of the population sort of is either a follower of authoritarianism. And it seems to me that's sort of the argument here is all the people that talk about national security and stuff are really sort of saying let the authorities take over and let's not question it.
Right, and I think that in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, that was became even more popular than it seems to be in American political life and American culture. But that now there has been, I think, something of a thawing of that. I mean, you look at the poll numbers on this, folks. Right? Let's not forget, you know, this is Progressive Talk Radio here, but support for an investigation is not a progressive position.
Right.
In the sense that it's not limited to progressives. There was a Gallup poll out 3 months ago that found about 72% of Americans support some kind of legal process to investigate what happened. So this is an extremely mainstream position.
Yeah, but if you look at those Republican senators, their audience, their core people are the ones that are more authoritarian followers than the average Joe. So I think they're playing to their audience in what they're saying.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, look, I think that their audience, they, you know, it's a competition, right? There's the competition is between the impulse that I think is innately American, where people say, you know, the rule of law should be the rule of law. I think that's an innately American principle. And then the other, unfortunately, an innately American principle, which is the principle of cowboy and vigilante justice, and ends justify the means, which has been sown through pop culture from everything from the popularizing of the quote-unquote cowboy spirit to the TV show 24 today. So that's the fight here, and the Republicans are banking on the fact that people will side with or go with the cowboy vigilantism over the rule of law sensibility. I think it's a miscalculation. I think they're wrong.
If there's fear, that seems to me their fuel.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely
what
right.
They're playing to, so that's what they need. So whatever.
And that's why the argument. You're right. That's why the argument from the Republican senators is they're saying. They're actually not even making the argument that what happened was legal. You'll notice that they're not even trying to make an argument that what happened was legal. What they're saying is, well, we can't ask those questions because even asking those questions will put us all in danger. You're absolutely right. That's exactly where they're going. They're going straight for the fear. John, thanks for the call. Great point.
Okay, bye.
Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, I have known about these issues going on, and I'm sure not alone, since, you know, early in the Bush administration after 9/11. I mean, this isn't new news. And the fact that Congress didn't investigate this and look at impeachment while Bush was still in office is just an incredible indictment of our Congress.
Well, absolutely. But I also think it gets back to what I just said, which is that the two competing sensibilities, rule of law, America's sensibility for the rule of law being applied equally, and its sensibility of cowboy ends justify the means, vigilantism, if you will, these are the competing paradigms in American life. And what ends up happening typically is that when we get real scared, like after 9/11, the ends justify the means authoritarianism starts trumping the rule of law sensibility.
I think the thing that we should be afraid of after a national tragedy is a rise of authoritarianism in our own country. I think that's one of the things. Not only should we be afraid of a handful of guys with box cutters, but we should also be afraid of our own government when it ceases to investigate its leaders, when our leaders act like a gang of criminals. You know, we're ending a very, very embarrassing time in American history.
You're absolutely right, and I agree that especially at times of crisis, we have to worry about government tyranny. Absolutely right. Stick around. We'll continue the debate after the national news.
Today on the Mario Solis. Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
I do believe that your backgrounds will affect the result in cases.
Sotomayor said she's never allowed bias to influence a case, but said people are affected by their background.
Life experiences have to influence you. We're not robots.
She said her decision in the controversial firefighters' reverse discrimination case followed precedent, which the Supreme Court later changed. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Two new snapshots of the economy out this morning. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.6% in June. That's the biggest increase in 5 months, with gas prices and auto sales leading the way. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Consumers are focusing on the essentials and are definitely stopped shopping or stopped spending on non-essentials.
Not only retail sales rose last month, the Labor Department says wholesale prices jumped by 1.8%. That's more than analysts had forecast. Goldman Sachs has rebounded sharply from the financial crisis that erupted last fall. The bank says its second quarter earnings topped $2.7 billion. Jill Schlesinger of CBSMoneyWatch.com says Goldman's found a method for maximizing its money.
They do a lot of day trading and computer-based trading. Those trades really prove to be quite profitable.
Well, Southwest Airlines has inspected about 200 of its Boeing 737s after one of the jets developed a football-sized hole last night and was forced to make an emergency landing in Charleston, West Virginia. Steve Hall, who was sitting just below the hole aboard Flight 2294, says there was great relief when the plane touched down.
There was a lot of cheering. A couple of guys high-fived the captain as he came through after we were on the ground to inspect what the heck was happening in the back, and a few folks even gave him a hug.
None of the 131 people aboard the Nashville to Baltimore flight was injured. New numbers from the federal government on drunk drivers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says during the past 30 years, the number of cases of DUIs nosedived. But a separate government study points to an increase in drivers testing positive for drugs. Gail Kurlikowski is director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
These numbers are troubling, to say the least, and now we need to develop some systems to protect people.
The study of weekend nighttime drivers found the most commonly detected drug was marijuana. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32, the NASDAQ off 6. This is CBS News.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about GEICO? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO last year. Second, GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, GEICO has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Boulder scientists are working on a system to give pilots flying over the ocean better information on turbulence and storms. The Denver Post reports an Air France flight that crashed in the South Atlantic last month may have flown into a storm with clouds spiraling upward 50,000 feet. Money Magazine has named Louisville the number one small town in America.
We're certainly happy to be singled out like this.
That's Mayor Chuck Sisk. He says Louisville was voted third best 2 years ago. It gets good credit for low taxes, good schools, good paying jobs, and a healthy outdoor lifestyle. Another umbrella afternoon. The number of recent rain days may seem abnormal, but Bob Henson with the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder tells 9 News it's the amount of rain that's unusual.
Denver's climate in the summertime is pretty classically sunny in the morning, cloudier in the afternoons with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon.
Henson says Denver came close to its all-time wettest June. And it's American Idol Mile High style tryouts today at Invesco Field. Sports, the All-Star Game tonight in St. Louis. Brad Hopp and Jason Marquis representing Colorado. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's commute kind of late to recover at times, like northbound I-25 as I'm checking on that the CDOT cameras, rather. Pretty slow as you're coming out of the tech center past 225, making your way up towards Yale. We're working a surface street accident. This is Quebec and Yale. As David was saying, American Idol audition still going on at Invesco, so you may find some delays downtown as people want to sing and just check out the festivities there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable...
From Consumer Reports, an e-book showdown. I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org. Some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprint for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Worse than macaca.
A racist woman with a racial chip on her shoulder, steeped in identity politics.
Discriminate against white males.
I thought it was a racial statement, if not a racist statement.
You see how this race thing works, folks. If you were liberal, nothing you say can be held against you.
As Media Matters has noted, Sotomayor's so-called racist comments were referring specifically to the importance of judicial diversity in race and discrimination cases. Additionally, both Justice Thomas and Alito have each acknowledged the significant impact their background and personal experiences have had on their judicial thinking. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
Okay, so that wasn't the Glenn Beck thing, but that gives you a taste, and Turk is going to dig up the Beck part. But that gives you a taste of some of the other narratives that are out there. Carl Frisch of Media Matters, how much is that, is this commentary on Sotomayor's views on race and ethnicity? How much is that dominating the coverage?
Well, quite a bit, depending on where you're looking. It seems that most of the coverage has boiled down to a few different things. Her wise Latina comment,
right?
The Richie case, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, out of her entire record, they latch onto the Richie case. And the rest of it has just been about things that she said in the past. So, you know, she's been called a racist, a reverse racist, and her comments, particularly the wise Latina comment, have been taken out of context and created anew in whole cloth to make it sound like she thinks that only, you know, that Latina women are superior in some way to their white male counterparts.
Well, the politics of this is kind of strange. It seems to me the Republicans are trying to thread an unthreadable needle by saying, you know, they're opposing the first female Hispanic nominee to the Supreme Court. But they're also portraying themselves, and they're opposing her in a pretty strident manner. And they're also trying to portray themselves at the same time as carrying the torch of diversity and racial tolerance. I don't know how politically how that squares.
Well, you have to remember, a couple months ago, the New York Times reported, and this is why it's kind of like pushing a square peg through a round hole for the right. A couple of months ago, the New York Times reported it had quotes from Richard Vickery, who's a big leader on the right in terms of organizations and whatnot, and a lot of blind quotes and some other people on the record saying that they were going to use, this is before Sotomayor was even nominated, that they would be using the nomination of whoever Obama chose to raise money, grow their list, activate their base, and hopefully get some wind behind them for the 2010 elections. So it really, you know, their attacks are strident against somebody who perhaps doesn't deserve strident attacks simply because this was all preordained. This was all set up from the beginning that these attacks are going to happen regardless of who was nominated.
So this is a base building exercise. It almost doesn't even matter that it's Sotomayor.
It doesn't matter who he nominated. He could have nominated anybody and they would have gone after him. You know, he probably could have nominated somebody from the right and they would have gone after him.
You know, they would have found something.
They're I had made this point yesterday that they are, that it seems like every single thing that comes up in Congress, no matter what it is, it really doesn't matter what it is being billed as this is the proxy vehicle that the Republican Party is going to supposedly rally around and rebuild itself around in opposing.
Right. Well, and you know, you go back to Limbaugh saying that he hopes that Obama fails, and what you see in Congress is a party that largely agrees and shows it with their votes. I guess the political thinking behind it is, if we stay opposed to him, he won't be popular forever. So if we stay opposed to him on absolutely everything, eventually we'll be popular just through a process of elimination.
It's straight up obstructionism. We're talking to Carl Frisch of Media Matters. Okay, we got this clip that you mentioned at the top of Glenn Beck criticizing U.S. senators yesterday for only softball questioning Sotomayor, even though, of course, yesterday wasn't questions. It was only opening statements. Here
right,
we go.
Today is the first day.
Today is the first day, and here's Glenn Beck yesterday.
America, I want you to watch this. As our country burns to the ground because we got all kinds of stuff going on, this is the questioning. Get ready because it's a hard line of questioning. Here's what happened. This is what our senators were doing today. Watch this.
You are indeed a very special woman. You have overcome adversity and disadvantage. You have grown in strength and determination, and you have achieved respect and admiration for what has been a brilliant legal and judicial career.
Our presence here today is about a nominee who's supremely well qualified, with experience on the district court and the appellate court benches that is unmatched in recent history.
I love the story about how your mom saved all of her money to buy you and your brother the first set of encyclopedias in the neighborhood.
As been said, you're the most experienced nominee to the Supreme Court in 100 years. And after meeting you in my office last week, I know that you're not just an outstanding jurist, but an exceptional individual.
Now, unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed. And I don't think you will.
I've got so much to go here. First of all, does anybody remember when Lindsey Graham wasn't a worm? And I mean, this is like a cartoon show. Senator Al Franken is sitting there. The world is upside down, where they're praising this woman who is one of the most overturned appellate court judges out there, right?
Yeah, well, certainly in connection with the few of her cases that have actually been looked at by the Supreme
right.
Court, she's batting.
She's like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in a dress.
Well, she's in a robe, but she's,
right.
But she's batting under 500 for sure on the cases that they've actually looked at. And even in some of the cases where they've ruled in a way that reached the same result she did, they criticized her reasoning and got there by a different route.
So that was Glenn Beck criticizing senators for softballing Sotomayor on a day that wasn't about asking her questions. Now, I had to say,
throwing out a lie at the same time, that she somehow has some large number of cases that have been overturned. When, you know, you look at the Supreme Court, in the last two sessions of the court alone, I think the average of cases that have been overturned is something like 78%.
And you know what?
Like 60.
I should make an additional point to that, which is that this whole idea that if your rulings get overturned, that means you're unqualified. I mean, that is absurd. That means that this has been one of the most conservative Supreme Courts in American history. The idea that having if you're a lower court judge and your rulings are overturned by the Supreme Court, it means you're not qualified, would suggest that the only people who are qualified are people who support the existing status quo. I mean, we wouldn't have had the Warren Court. We wouldn't have had civil rights legislation if that was the metric by which judicial success and judicial experience was measured. So
we also wouldn't have Sam Alito. So
right,
you know,
right. Whose rulings were overturned?
Right, more often than Sotomayor. The point here is that the court, you know, people have to think about why the Supreme Court takes cases in the first place. It's far less common for the court to take up a case to reaffirm previous precedent.
Right.
So when the court takes a case, it's typically to settle something that either doesn't have Supreme Court precedent or to reject a previous precedent by the Supreme Court, which is usually how these Court of Appeals cases are ruled. Like Ricci, for example. Ricci, which, you know, a lot of, it's unfortunate that the media takes things in just sound bites, because Ricci is a little bit more complicated than the 30-second analysis can give. But essentially, Ricci was, this is Sotomayor and her colleagues decided Ricci based on Supreme Court precedent of the time. It was overturned because the Supreme Court was rejecting its own precedent from the past.
Because the Supreme Court itself had changed.
Exactly. So, you know, at the end of the day, the entire notion, like you said, that somebody would be less qualified as a justice on the bench because they had a high number of cases overturned, it's just ridiculous, especially when you consider that you could pick any Court of Appeals judge and they'd probably have similar numbers.
That's exactly right. And we're talking to Carl Frisch of Media Matters, and you can find their website at www.mediamatters.org. The only thing I'll say just to close is that there is one thing I think I agree with Glenn Beck on, which makes me nervous, which is that he seemed to be complaining somewhere in the three brain cells whose synapses fire in that head of his. He seemed to be somewhere complaining about the fact that opening statements, Senate opening statements, are a lot of hot air and take up a lot of unnecessary time. So,
oh, sure.
At least on that, I'm going to agree with.
You've worked in Congress, David. I've worked in Congress. They're always like that, regardless of what topics.
Absolutely, it's not a special case.
On something like this, where they know it's going to be nationally televised on every cable network,
it's even worse. Yeah,
that's why it takes so much longer.
That's exactly right.
They're usually not all there. They just submit it to the record.
So, hey, at least we can be fair and admit that in some small way we agree with one teeny little lament of...
Well, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
There you go. Carl Frisch of Media Matters for America, www.mediamatters.org. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
920 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on the Front Range. A beautiful day on the Front Range. After the break, you're going to want to stick around for this. We're going to have a little quick conversation with the one and only J. Marvin. We've got him on the line. We'll talk to him after the break, see how he's feeling. So stick around. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic still pretty busy on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder. Usually see it clear by now, but still stop and go. Northbound 25, Downing Street to 6, southbound 2 1/4 as you make your way into the tech center after Parker Road. Still seeing some heavy jams. Eastbound C-470, loosened to 25. And just one accident out there right now, Quebec and Yale. And if you're traveling around downtown Denver, do expect to see some more traffic around Invesco Field. American Idol auditions underway right there. Ryan Seacrest worth $45 million for 3 years. Whoa, yikes. Forecast could be a lot like yesterday. Sun and clouds mixed, afternoon thunderstorms. A high near 90. Your current downtown temperature is 78 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Trade in and save. Get $50 off an HP OfficeJet Pro all-in-one printer when you trade in your old laser.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential, California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
So I'll see a movie tonight.
Here's what's new at the box office. Seduction on the Sahara, rated R.
Oh, heard good things. What time?
7:30, 9:45, and 11:10.
I could do 7:30. Hey, I don't suppose you're free.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Oh, right. Well, I'm really busy. No big deal.
Someone missing from your summer? Match.com's free summer quick start will help you meet somebody unforgettable with a few simple secrets that have never been told before.
Only at Match.com.
.924 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on the Front Range. 70 degrees going up to 92. And as promised, we have on the line the one and only, the namesake of the show, the one and only Jay Marvin. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, David. How are you, the world's smartest man?
I'm doing well, man. The better question is, how are you feeling?
I feel a little bit better today. The pain level is at least manageable. If I were to go off my pain meds, I would have to go back to the hospital because the pain would jump up so high they'd have to put me on a pain pump.
Now, this is mainly back pain, right?
It radiates from my back, and it's on my side. You know, I gave it a nickname. I call it Mr. Hotspot, and Mr. Hotspot right now is in my side. And then, then later today or overnight or something, Mr. Hotspot will move to another location.
Now, your course of action is you're gonna go under the knife for surgery in August, dealing with your back. Is that basically what the deal is?
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's a strange set of circumstances. Everybody knows I love Rolex Grand Am and I love racing. And I got to know Jim Lowe, who is the head of J-Lo Racing and has car number 64. Yeah. And he's also a neurosurgeon. So when this whole thing broke, Mary called him and said, hey, Jim, Jay's got this going on, blah, blah, blah. Well, Jim Lowe heads a spinal, like a medical center, a university that, a spinal center. And he said, send me the stuff. So we've been sending him every test you can think of that I've undergone, and I've undergone so many that, you know, I can't remember them all. And he has, to make a long story short, he has agreed to do the surgery. The surgery is two surgeries in one. I'll be out for about 8 to 10 hours. They'll go through the front of me and also the back of me to repair my spine. And I hope I'll make it through and not go on the table. And Jim Lowe is very good. It's still a very, very risky operation.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be in good hands. It sounds like he's a pretty serious specialist. And we're all pulling for you, man. And I know that every day on the show, on the instant message board, we get feedback from listeners who are asking about you, wishing you well. So we're all pulling for you. What are you doing just to sort of pass the time? Because I mean I know you're in pain. But you're. You're also, you got to be, at this point, staring out into space. Are you doing any reading? You watching any good movies? Anything?
It's very hard for me to both read or watch movies because of the amount of painkillers I'm taking. So I'll find myself doing, like, absurd things, like reading the same line over and over again. So when I can do it, I read. I haven't watched much TV, and it's like being locked in a jail cell, not to say that my house is a jail cell. I can go out a little bit. I finally taught myself with the help of my trainer, Keith Bailey, to walk. So I'm walking again, although I have to be very, very careful because if I fall, I could injure my spine and make it worse. My spine has slipped. My spine is 60% blocked. When this whole thing started, it was 45. So I've got to be extremely careful. I wear a vest, like a brace all the time. And I get out. I mean, I get out, but I just can't stay out very long. And when I walk, I tire very easily. But I'm working out. You know, I'm exercising to the point that I can to get ready for August surgery so that when I'm done with August surgery, I don't come out the same way I came out this time where my muscles have atrophied and I can't walk.
Well, give us if you have any. I mean, do you have any sort of epiphanies about the healthcare system, about you know, life in general, going through one of these experiences? I know people they go through these really tough times, and they tend to have a new perspective on life. What are some of the words of wisdom, or some of the epiphanies you've had during this really tough time?
Well, I know that Iraq and Afghanistan and the economy is out there. I know that those are big issues. But I'm going to tell people, I want to tell you this. The number one thing we have to do, in my opinion, in this country is we have got to attack health care. And we have to change health care. Now, I've been very, very lucky, and my insurance company has been very, very good to me. But I don't think that's true for most people. And I think that you've got people who either don't have any health insurance, are underinsured, and, you know, it's living hell. I mean, it's living hell. I'm not going to pretend I don't have medical bills. I've got huge medical bills. How am I going to pay them off? I don't know. I'll have to find a way to do it. Because anytime you go, of course, you have a deductible. And depending on how much it, you know, I mean, after a while, all this stuff piles up, and there's parts of it that the insurance company doesn't cover. So we've got to fix the healthcare system in this country. It's got to be the number one priority. And I think that if you fix the healthcare system, I think it'll ripple off into the rest of the economy.
Amen to that, man. I couldn't agree with you more. It certainly will ripple out into the rest of the economy, considering that the healthcare industry makes up roughly 18% of our economy. And that's not necessarily a good thing. It makes up such a big percentage of our economy because the costs, as you allude to, have spiraled so much out of control. Well, hey, Jay, hang in there, man. I will, I'll see you probably. I'll come by on Thursday. We'll hang out. I'll show you my photos from China. But in the meantime, hang in there, man. We're all pulling for you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And, get by the house, will you? I need to talk to you.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you later.
All right. You heard it here. That was Jay Marvin checking in from a really tough situation. He's going under the knife, as he said, for a surgery in August, and we're all going to be pulling for him. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. I'm David Sirota, filling in for the one and only Jay Marvin. We'll get back to your calls, get back to a debate about whether or not you think we should be prosecuting intelligence officials who were ordered by the Bush administration to potentially torture terror detainees. 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open lines. 303-713-7600. Again, that's the number to get in on the conversation. Richard in Denver will get your call. You've been hanging on for a while. We'll get your call after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is definitely starting to improve for us as you're making your way around the city. Still some stop and go, though, on I-25. It is on the southbound side of the highway, 58th past 23rd. Northbounder is going to tap the brakes around Downing Street, going to break loose after 6th Avenue. Westbound Turnpike also a little behind Sheridan out to Wadsworth. No accidents out there. We do have a bridge collapse, though. It's in the town of Sheridan. Oxford Avenue has collapsed over the South Platte River. They've shut down Oxford there between Federal and Santa Fe indefinitely. Some alternates for you include Bellevue, Hamden, or Union. Also got American Idol auditions going on in Invesco Field, so expect some more traffic around downtown today. Your forecast, mostly sunny, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, high around 90, right now 79 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Centers. At Fast Cash, they shop the competition and pay you 40% more.
Hi, it's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetlekill Wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or Lauer's Hardwood. Woods.com.
Seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
They were awesome.
The attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% up on our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're so married, thank goodness. And my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
The National League has been singing the All-Star Blues for the past 12 seasons. Can St. Louis slugger Albert Pujols change their tune? Or will the American League belt out another win?
I got the St. Louis Blues.
Tonight, Fox brings you the 80th annual MLB All-Star Game. Live from St. Louis.
That's crush!
Baseball's brightest stars take the field in the biggest sporting event of the summer, the 2009 All-Star Game, tonight at 8 Eastern, only on Fox.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, buy a $30 gift certificate for Basil Doc's Pizza for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Safe retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
AM 936 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A lot of news out there. Biggest news out there is that there seems to be increased pressure by Democrats now on the Obama administration and in Congress to engage in some sort of formal investigation of what happened during the Bush administration as it relates to torture. And the question is, what do you think about that? Do you agree with President Obama, who says our focus shouldn't be on looking back, that we need to move forward and we shouldn't spend time or energy potentially prosecuting the crimes of yesterday? Or do you agree with me that if you're going to go by that metric, then we shouldn't prosecute any crimes? Because isn't prosecuting crimes always an exercise in looking back? Isn't that what a court case is? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And why do you think there is such hostility, such fear of simply conducting some kind of investigation? Why do you think the political establishment, Republican politicians, and even some Democratic politicians seem so afraid of simply allowing the facts to come out? 303-713-7600. Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Hey, welcome back, David.
Thanks.
the Bush and Cheney administration was a rogue government and out of control with no checks and balances. And if Seymour Hersh's article that exposed, you know, the torture in our government's name, there were 30 to 100 people that were murdered, and there's been no charges at all. Some of these people haven't had any charges against them or any lawyers to represent them. They hung people from the ceiling in handcuffs for over 120 hours, rammed broomsticks up their rectum. If this came from the White House, they need to be held responsible. And I think people are need a voice, and we're tired of not having a voice.
Well, I agree, and I think that what vexes me is what is the resistance? I mean, what do you think the resistance really is based? Is this people? Is the resistance from people who don't want to be held accountable themselves, or is this an ideological resistance?
I think it's ideological. You know, there's an attitude in America that not only if the president does it, it's legal, but if America does it, it's okay. I've talked about the Iraq War, and people say, maybe they weren't responsible for terrorism, but, at least we're, have access to their oil. So it's justified, this imperialism, because of our national needs and our unwillingness to change our way of thinking of the way we use fuel and drive this economy. I don't know. It's a political brainwashing, uncritical look at our government. And I don't understand. I've talked to religious people and say, how can you condone any of this as a Republican, as a moral person in your church? How can you even not be bothered by this? This torture. And I got the typical response that you mentioned earlier. Then we need to go back to what Clinton did, and
it's such a tactic. Yeah, it's such a tactic. It's such a stalling tactic. And I think you're right. I think it is a lot of this unwillingness to try to learn any kinds of lessons, to try to change anything. It really is that sort of inertia. And we know that policy inertia and inertia in Washington is most intense when it comes to any issue that that intersects with national security. Thanks for the call. Alice in Longmont. Alice, you're on AM 760.
Welcome back, David.
Thank you.
And thanks for explaining to us about China.
Sure.
We felt like we were there.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Look, what I think, this thing on torture and all this good garbage is an absolute diversion to keep our mind off of Iraq and health care. We had 16 of our young men to die last week in Afghanistan. And this thing on torture and all this that they're bringing up is a diversion, I think, to keep from keep our minds off of Iraq and this health care that they that the Republicans just don't want to see go in.
Well, don't you think we can walk and chew gum at the same time? I mean, don't you think we can do a basic investigation of what happened in the past and focus on how to deal with these pressing challenges, which I agree include Iraq and health care?
Well, yes, I do, if they've got enough to do it, enough people to do it. But this thing on torture, what do we expect? Here we got countries that are beheading our people. Remember Danny Pearl?
Yep.
And all that bunch, beheading our people, cutting off their fingers and their toes. The torture methods that we used was quite mild to what they used.
Well, but Alice, I mean, that may be true, but there is a law. There are laws that may have been broken. And as I said, if just because what happened may have been not as bad as what Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda did, doesn't mean that we don't have a set of laws. I mean, it's my take is that the moment you start ignoring laws and saying that they don't need to be enforced, every law then the integrity of every law then gets called into question. Where do you draw the line on what should or shouldn't be enforced?
Well, you take now, during World War II, if they'd had all these laws in place, we would have never won that war.
How do you mean?
Well, I've heard so many veterans say that. You know, if they were called on the carpet for everything that took place, the World War II vets said we would have never won that war. You know, it's just such a, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just such a radical from one thing. Yeah, we should obey the law. I agree with you there, but they've installed laws that wasn't even in effect in World War II.
Well, but that's fine. But then, I mean, that you're making the case, and I don't necessarily agree with you, but it's a fair case, which is that you think the laws need to be changed. Okay, that's a separate case. Then the laws were on the books, and they may have been broken. And in a democracy, I just don't think you can allow laws to be broken and say that that's okay.
Well, that's true, David. But look at the only body that is going to come out of this is the lawyers are going to make a fortune. We know that Washington is just full of lawyers, whereas we need businessmen. There's people out here that are in dire need of jobs, and they've ignored this. You know that what's taking place. The jobs that they've enforced, David, are ridiculous. They don't stimulate the economy at all. And we've got people out here paving the highways on roads that don't even need it.
Well, you're not going to get an argument from me that we got a lot of balls to juggle in the air.
Yeah.
And that there are always a lot of distractions. I just think that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We are a mature country. We can deal with multiple things going on at the same time, and that includes, I think, enforcing the law. Alice, thanks for the call.
Okay, and thanks. Thank
you. Dave in Lakewood. Dave, you're on AM 760. Hello, Dave. Dave in Lakewood.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good.
Regarding responsibility for torture, I think it matters at what level in the hierarchy a person sits. I'm not real familiar with CIA hierarchy, but looking at military hierarchy, if a private is ordered to do something, they're not even paid to think. They're not expected to think. And you can't compare a private's rank to, like, Ken Lay in the corporate world, which would be comparable maybe to the general or the colonel. In the military world, those folks are expected to think and expected perhaps to question authority a lot more than a private would. I don't think there were many privates that were on trial at Nuremberg.
No, that's right. And by the way, I think a lot of these, most of these CIA interrogators weren't privates either. I mean, these are people who, you know, to be in the CIA, to be an interrogator in the CIA, we're not talking about, you know, low training job. I mean, this is a job that requires a lot of training.
Yeah, well, that's true. And like I say, I'm not familiar with their hierarchy. And if what you say is true, then perhaps they're as culpable as I would think Ken Lay is, despite the legal opinions he might have received, or that a general might be. But I'm just saying that's an issue. And then that, like that woman, I forget her name, that was prosecuted over Abu Ghraib.
Mm-hmm. Lindy,
know, she was
right.
A pretty low-ranking person, and she was a scapegoat, and maybe they should be punished, but the degree of punishment should be, you know, comparable to where they fit in
to the rank, to what cog in the machine that they were.
Yeah,
you get no argument from me there, and the bottom line is, and I know you agree, we at least have to have the facts come out. You know, we at least need an investigation to happen. Right now, we don't even have an investigation. So we're not even at the point of prosecution. We're still trying to get just a basic inquiry into what happened, the basic inventory of what happened. Dave, thanks for the call. 948 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin. We got another couple minutes after the break. We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Traffic starting to improve around the city. Still a little heavy, though, in some areas on the freeways, mostly on I-25 southbounders, Park Avenue past 23rd. Stop and go still there. Northbounders linking up to 6th Avenue, so that stretch kind of shrinking, but still a little slow. Also, some residual traffic eastbound 6th Avenue. Sheridan to Federal had a crash there about an hour, hour and a half ago, still causing some delays. And also going to be a little heavy heading westbound on 36, Sheridan out to Wadsworth. One new crash, Evans, just west of Santa Fe. And if you're around Invesco Field, expect a little more traffic. Ryan Seacrest, his popularity, causing girls to go there in drones, and got a lot of traffic there around Invesco Field. American Idol auditions going on. Your forecast today could be a lot like yesterday. Got sun this morning, clouds mixed this afternoon with thunderstorms, wind, and rain. Look for a high of 90. Right now we're at 80 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Go hog wild at the 2009 Arapahoe County Fair, July 22nd through the 26th, where for $10, you'll enjoy rodeos, demolition derbies, mutton busting, dog shows, tractor pulls, concerts, fireworks, free parking, and more. Go to arapahoecountyfair.com and download a coupon today.
There is this pervasive meme out there that somehow we need to be terrified. We need to be terrified of Al-Qaeda. We need to be terrified of the Muslims who are coming to get us. We need to be terrified of the brown people coming across the border, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry.
It took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rockies Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rockies. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
.951 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up into the 90s today. That's Nine Inch Nails, one of my favorite bands. Turk and I saw them live a couple weeks ago, probably a month ago now. That concert was awesome, man. So awesome. 303-713-7600 is the number. Finishing up the last few minutes here of the show. Mac in Wyoming, you're on AM 760.
Hey, I think the Democrats are afraid of what goes around comes around.
Meaning what?
Meaning they don't want to be investigated for something they have done or, you know, they could possibly end up doing in the future. You know, let bygones be bygones and let's get on with the...
So this is part of the two-party duopoly is what you're saying.
Okay, well said.
Basically, both parties protecting their own ass.
Don't you sense, that's right. Don't you sense that?
Yeah, I mean, I sense that, it's not such a great revelation to say that, you know, politicians, protect each other, and the political establishment, and they often, push things for the general public, which they themselves don't want to live by. And so I think there is some of that. I think there is some covering of asses, if you will, and on both sides. But I also think that the Democrats, they get weak-kneed whenever the Republicans say the term national security. You know, they get afraid of their own shadow.
The Democrats get weak-kneed when they have to stand up for themselves.
Right, right.
It's hard to say that, you know, and I'm a registered Democrat, and but I, you know, I will also go on record saying I did not vote for Obama.
Why not?
I voted for Nader.
You voted for Nader.
He made sense to me. He's always made sense to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing's for sure is that
and I like Obama. Don't get me wrong. I like him. But God, you got to stand up, man. These the Republicans stand up. You know, they draw a line in the sand and say, cross it.
Yeah, well,
why aren't we crossing it? You want to cross it. I want to cross it.
You know,
72% of Americans who want health care want to cross it.
That's right. And I tell you something, it's you know, changing the Democratic Party, it's such a slow process. We have there are so few Democratic politicians who are willing to take any kind of unequivocal stand. I mean, it really is, when you step back from this and you think about this in the big picture, it really is incredible that you've got a Democratic Party that really isn't yet fully willing to take a stand unequivocally for the rule of law, right? I mean, should the law be enforced or not? Somehow this is not a position that the Democratic Party is yet able to take an unequivocal position on.
Dave, how old are you, by the way?
33.
33?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were little. I thought you were in your late 30s. Well, anyway, back in the 60s, it didn't matter what party you belonged to. There was something to stop. And the people got together, and they went to the streets, and they decided to get to make it happen. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat or a Republican in the 60s. Vietnam had to end. It had to end. And that's what's going to happen with health care. And I don't know what's going to happen with one party protecting the other party. You say a duopoly. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I do understand that they will protect their office, and they will cross over, and they will protect each other because they like the luxuries and the prestige and the power.
That's right. No,
they'll keep it, man, and they'll keep it. And the only way we can change it is go to the street.
That's amen to that. Mac, thanks for the call, man.
All right, see you.
John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
The lady a couple calls back, I couldn't disagree with more respectfully. I think the problem, a lot of the problems we have right now, because the businessmen have been running the country and not the lawyers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And certainly not lawyers with a respect for the rule of law.
Right. That has not been the problem in the United States. Too many lawyers with respect for the rule of law and not enough businessmen running the country.
Exactly.
It's exactly the opposite.
And then I'm going to throw out a theory. I don't know if I believe it or not, but I'm not old enough to have had enough firsthand experience with Watergate, but I'm wondering if there's not some dose of Watergate that are making people hesitant to delve into a really ugly investigation of an administration.
Meaning what?
That they don't want to believe that Bush could have been as awful as we all believe he probably was, or at least Cheney. And it kind of tears at the foundation of the country.
I think there's a little bit of that. I mean, I think there's a little, you know, I just came, as I said, I was in China. One of the big things in China is saving face, right? That's a big part of Chinese culture. And I think there is part of that, you know, somehow we weaken our country by acknowledging the transgressions or looking at the transgressions of the past, that we lose face when we do that. I think there is some of that at work here. Thanks for the call, John. All right, last call of the day. Brian in Denver. You got about 30 seconds, Brian.
Oh, I just wanted to make the point that the reason there won't be investigations or prosecutions is because those investigations and prosecutions would take place under statute of the Constitution that makes international agreements as binding as domestic law. And the violation of the Geneva Convention by torturing prisoners is only the beginning. The unilateral withdrawal from the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Treaty, the unilateral withdrawal from the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, and Article 51 of the United Nations Charter clearly outlaws unprovoked attacks on other nations, mm-hmm. making the invasion of Iraq a grossly illegal.
Right, and we're not even talking about any of those issues. You're absolutely right. Brian, thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, that's the show. It's been a fun 2 days here. I got to get down to starting to write my book. Tomorrow, Captain Turk takes back over.
Yikes.
Come on, man. You've gotten good reviews. So he takes over.
No, it'll be fun. We'll have some fun tomorrow.
He takes over.
We'll see if we talk about Sonia Sotomayor.
Yeah, I'll see if some news comes out of there. In the meantime, I'll be at my computer writing with my sandals on. Have a good one.
Do you want to look 10 years younger? Don't think it.
Play Murphy Creek and Saddle Rock golf courses this summer for a great rate. Golf Aurora is offering a special rate all summer long. Rates as low as $40, including cart. Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. Why not test your skills at Aurora's championship courses this summer? These special rates are valid every day of the week after 1 p.m., and both courses are in fantastic shape and ready to challenge you. For more information on these special rates, visit golfaurora.com and click on discounts. That's golfaurora.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through DICE.
DICE is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, DICE has focused exclusively on